safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, 100, spit it out your mouth.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Blair. Oh, man. What's happening, man? What's happening? Welcome, everybody, to the show, man. K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard, man. Thanks for tuning into the show. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100Radio. That's the official site for the show that you can go to on Blog Talk Radio to check us out. You can also check us out at www.chainlessentertainment.com. You can come to the main page of the of the company home, and you can actually listen to some of the shows from there if you don't want to deal with the ads and stuff. I mean, plus it helps our numbers out on our main website. If you want to download it, though, you got to go to the Blog Talk site. But you can always come over to chainlessentertainment.com after the show. After the show is aired live, if you can't catch us live, 8 to 10 p.m., Monday through Thursdays. Now you can also come to chainlessentertainment.com. That's C-H-A-I-N-L-E-S-S. And you can listen to the show on the replay live from the actual Chainless Entertainment page. You know what I'm saying? It's going to sound the same as listening to it at Blog Talk Radio. So just in case you know you don't want to go there, you can always come to chainlessentertainment.com and hit the K100 tab. And the actual player is actually embedded within that site, so you can listen to it from there. You know what I mean? And you can also scroll through the site and stuff like that and check us out. All right? Anyway, episode 316. Really though? Oh, hold up a second. I forgot to load up my really though sound. Hold on. Wait a minute. I gotta get my really though sound tightened up. Hold on a second. I have a sound effect for really though. For those of you who don't know about really though, oh, here it is right here. Hold on.
Really though?
There it is. Okay, I gotta load it up now. Hold on a second. Hold up. My bad. That's kind of unprofessional, but what? I forgot to load it up. Whatever. All right. Let's see. All right.
Really, though?
Yeah, that's it. I got to turn up a little bit. You got to be loud when I say really, though. Let me see.
Really, though?
Yeah, that's it right there. All right, so basically, episode 316. This segment is called Really, Though.
Really, though?
And what we do, hold on. I used to always have like an effect with it, too. Hold on. Let me see. Let me get that.
Really though?
Really though? There it is. Now we got it. All right. Now we popping. Now we popping. Okay. So let's get it.
Really though?
All right. And every time I say some fuck shit or somebody else says some fuck shit, I'm just gonna hit this button right here.
Really though?
Really though? Episode 316, man. Welcome to the show, K1 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizz, and thanks for tuning in once again. Follow us on Twitter at K100_radio, at K100_radio. Shouts out to the 803. 803 is already on the phone line. They already ready to talk. I'm going to get ready to come to y'all in 1 second. But first, pause for the call. Episode 316. Really, though. Yeah, that's some bullshit.
Really, though?
So let me go ahead and read my synopsis, and I go ahead and say what I got to say, and then I'm going to go to the phone lines. First up will be 803 on the phone lines, real quick. All right. So for those of you who don't know how it goes here at K100 Radio, because we've been doing so much music, of course, we started out as a talk station. We started out just basically doing talk and playing like 5 or 6 songs per segment. We talk for like 15, 20 minutes and then drop a new track or drop a song or whatever. But now we've got Illa Kill, we've got The Subway going on. Both of those are highly popular. And so the artists, they hungry, they promoting me crazy. So, you know, I give more credence to the music. But this is where it all started. K100 Radio started out popping shit. Alright, so I got a couple of things to get off my motherfucking chest. You know what I'm saying? And I'm only down to like maybe one talk segment every week or every other week. It's kind of sad because that's how I started, but still, you know, when I go in, I go in, all right? And I open up, there are no rules here at K1's Internet Radio. When I open up the phone, now, if we disagree, I may go back and forth with your ass or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Now, you ain't finna just, like, over-talk me and out loud talk me and shit and just don't let me talk on my own shit. But I'm gonna let you get your opinion out. You know what I'm saying? There's no censorship. If you think whatever you're gonna say gonna offend a motherfucker, that's good. Appreciate it. We all about free speech and offending the motherfucker over here. You understand what I'm saying? We don't care. That's why my logo is a middle finger. Fuck censorship of any kind whatsoever. You know what I'm saying? Unless it's gonna get somebody hurt. You know what I mean? If it ain't gonna get anybody hurt, then everybody got a motherfucking asshole. Everybody got an opinion. And that's how it goes at K100 and in their radio. All right. So, a couple things to get off my chest. Let me go ahead and read the synopsis so I can get to these callers. They're coming in right now. Let's get it. So, and if you go to Blog Talk Radio, you can pretty much read what I'm about to read right now. This is the actual blog entry that I write for each one of my individual shows. And you can always go to blogtalkradio.com/K100 and read what I'm about to say. I got every episode has at least something. I blog something, even if it's a music episode. Anyway. So, of course, you know, we love the indie music here at K1's Radio, but we also love our little chit-chats. You know what I'm saying?
Really, though?
So, we're back with our popular Really, Though segment, all right? And we've got some fresh, hot topics to talk about. You know what I'm saying? Some brand new ridiculousness that's going on in the world, all right? And, of course, I'll get to it, but the callers can bring up their own shit if they got an issue with something. But anyway, in this segment, you know what I'm saying, most of the time I just like freelance it, but tonight, no, not tonight. Tonight I got certain specific shit that I got to get off my chest. We can talk about whatever y'all want to talk about, but I got some shit I got to get off my goddamn chest, all right? Stuff that's kind of really grinding my gears, you know what I mean, in my Peter Griffin voice, all right? So a few things on the docket. Number one, Floyd Mayweather ass, this nigga here, okay? Okay, for everybody who knows, I'm not a Floyd Mayweather fan, okay? Let's just go ahead and be frank about shit, all right? I'm not a Floyd Mayweather fan. I don't like Floyd Mayweather as a boxer. Now, I don't know him personally. You know what I'm saying? The money team, I could care less. Although bringing fucking Justin Bieber out to fucking walk you down the aisle, nigga.
Really, though?
This nigga came out with Justin motherfucking Bieber, nigga. Justin Bieber, nigga?
Really, though?
Anyway, I didn't even really give a fuck. I didn't like him before then, but that just made me just... I'm all the way done with this nigga when he came out with Justin motherfucking Bieber. Nigga, you a motherfucking boxer and you walk down the motherfucking aisle with Justin Bieber, nigga?
Really, though?
Anyway, I gotta hurry up because I got too many people on the phone lines and I already know how this night gonna go. Anyway, plus the playoffs gonna start in a little bit, so I know people gotta talk and get the fuck up out of here. I'm coming 8:03, hold up. But anyway... This nigga Floyd Mayweather crying. This nigga got sentenced. First of all, Floyd Mayweather got sentenced to 90 days. 90 days, nigga. 90 days. 3 months. Okay? That's January. That's January to March. Or, you know, January, February, March. All right? You know what I'm saying? 90 days in county jail, basically. You know what I mean? This ain't Leavenworth. This nigga got sentenced to 90 days in jail. And it wasn't because he violated. No, nigga. What did Floyd do?
Really, though?
Floyd beat up his broad in front of his kids. Nigga, you lucky to get the 90 days, nigga. You a motherfucking... Nigga, your hands really are deadly weapons, nigga. Did you not know that? Are you gonna lay hands on a female in front of the churn?
Really, though?
And to top it all motherfucking off... This motherfucking bitch ass nigga. Yes, I said bitch ass nigga to Floyd Mayweather. Yes, I did. What? I'm supposed to be scared of the nigga who can't even do 10 days in jail, nigga? I'm supposed to be scared of Floyd Mayweather? Nigga, fuck that shit. I'm supposed to be scared of Floyd Mayweather. A nigga who can't even do 12 days in jail without goddamn crying. I highly doubt it. This nigga started crying and he claimed he can't even do his 90 days in jail. Because he ain't eating what he need to eat. And he ain't getting no extra. Nigga's jail, nigga.
Really, though?
And I'm going to get more into that. Next thing is Creflo Dollar being arrested for beating his child. You know, for fucking his child or beating his child ass. He ain't really fuck her up. She had, first of all, before anybody started talking shit, I read the police report and everything. The only thing that she really had on her was a scratch on her neck. She ain't had no black eye, no bloody nose, no broken bones, no bruises. Little motherfucker, smart mouth motherfucker had a goddamn scratch on the neck. Okay. So Creflo Dollar, and everybody knows who's listening to, you can go back and check the archives of K1's Internet Radio. I do not like mega churches and millionaire preachers. I don't care for them because I feel like they're totally unchristlike when it comes down to just the basis of Christianity. Okay? So that's totally unchristlike to me. I don't fuck with Creflo. You know what I'm saying? I don't fuck with him, not because as a person, whatever, I think, you know, being a pastor, I don't think he's no Eddie Long or nothing, you know what I'm saying? Or no Jimmy Swaggart. I'm just saying, I don't like super mega churches. I don't like people who say they're leading the flock, and then if the flock came up and spoke to you in Walmart, it's a 90% chance you don't know them, because all you ever do is just stand on the stage and people see you from the big screen. They never even shook your hand probably in real life, but they're a member of your flock and you're supposed to lead them. It just doesn't feel, you know. I know Jesus led the masses and the millions, and he didn't know all of them. But then again, when a chick touched Jesus in the Bible, he said, "Who touched me?" Anyway, first of all, he's Jesus, damn it, and you ain't.
Really, though?
But, this day arrested this preacher, a preacher, because him and his daughter got into a goddamn controversy because she wanted to take her little fast ass out somewhere, you know what I'm saying, and to a party. Daddy said, at this point, I'm going to stop calling him Creflo Dollar and Pastor Dollar. At this point, for this argument, he is daddy, goddammit. And Father's Day issue is next. But he is daddy. Goddammit, I don't give a shit what he is. I don't give a fuck if he's a member of the goddamn Ku Klux Klan. If the motherfucking daddy, goddammit, say no, your motherfucking ass can't go. Ain't no motherfucking more talking. Any motherfucking thing talking and any gesture after I motherfucking say no, motherfucker, can get you fucked up. Can get you slapped in the mouth if you come wrong. Alright? Can get your motherfucking ass choked out if you think you finna motherfucking just bolt by me. Fuck you think you is. I'm on the daddy side. Damn, I don't care about Pastor Dollar Cliff. No. I'm on the daddy versus daughter side. I'm on daddy side. So they lock him up. We'll get into that.
Really though?
Father's Day is Saturday. Father's Day is Sunday. I'm a father. I might get something. I don't know. Maybe some Father's Day sex. Of course I am. It's me, goddammit. Point is this. Father's Day is Sunday. And every motherfucking body and their mama gonna goddamn celebrate Father's Day if they got a man in their life. But for some motherfucking reason, we have gotten into a serious... This is one of my most... I'm really gonna be real serious about this. This is serious, okay? This is detrimental to our community as a people, goddammit. Now it's to the point that, okay, we got so many men who ain't doing the right thing, taking care of their kids on child support, blah, blah, blah. Well, first of all, being on child support don't mean you ain't a good father, so let's just go ahead and kill that whole motherfucking notion right there, bitches. Shut the fuck up. Anybody try to goddamn make that point to me, I will kill you and mute your fucking mic. Because you on child support don't mean you a bad daddy. Maybe you and your motherfucking baby mama just have some issues. All right? Whatever the reason is, all of a sudden nowadays we got females, women. I love me some single mothers. All right, I'm probably one of the only motherfucking hip hop artists in the last how many years that made a whole song dedicated to black women on their motherfucking album and released it. Album, not mixtape. You can go check if you want to. All right, I love black women. All right, my kids are from black women. All I've ever dated in my life was black women. Was raised by a single mother for most of my childhood till she got remarried to my step pops. I understand. But goddammit! You are not a motherfucking boy. You're not a boy, Damon. You're not a motherfucking man. Sit your motherfucking ass down on Father's Day. I'm not shouting out. Shout out to Father's Day and all the single mothers on Father's Day too, nigga. Fuck that shit.
Really though?
It's for fucking men. If you ain't a goddamn man, just shut the fuck up. Sit the fuck down, grab a Coke and a smile. Next up, last but not least, 3 states plan to test welfare recipients for drugs. So now they want to test anybody who's getting welfare and test them for drugs.
Really though?
I can't even just begin to get into that one. Anyway, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. I go to the first call. I don't know what 803 win, but hang up or whatever. 843-696. What up,
though?
You
already know who this is, man. What's good, bro?
Billy Bad. What's happening, man?
Not much, man. And, hey, my father did not make it out there to you Sunday, man. I got caught up, got my first tag, and that took out, like, most of my trip, man. I had to leave real late, bro.
Oh, that's all good, man. At least you had a good trip there, a safe trip there and back. You know what I'm saying? That's what's
popping. Oh, yes. And a whole lot of fun in between, my nigga.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So, let me go ahead and get into it. Episode 316. All right. You heard what I'm talking about. You heard my main topics of discussion. Those were my main topics. What do you, first of all, let's go ahead and tackle it one for one. I don't know how much time you got. But one by one, Floyd Mayweather crying after 12 days in jail, talking about he can't finish his 90-day sentence.
Really, though?
I knew it was coming. I knew he was going to make an episode just for this particular reason, and then for what you shared my link on the wall, bro.
Right.
And I get into that in just a second. But with Floyd Mayweather, I don't, like, okay, you're a fighter, okay, but you're supposed to be the tough guy, and then now you can't hang in jail for 12 days, man. That just speaks volumes to me, like, dude. Really?
Yeah.
Like, I can't really. Yes, really. Like, why are you crying in jail? You know, your physician is now saying that you're going to lose your physique and you're not eating all these calories. Well, you know, it's not a leisure trip. It's not.
It's 90 days. I don't, listen, man. Look, first of all, I'm no fan of jail. I've been in jail myself. All right. Jail ain't fun or whatever, but this is my thing. This is what killed me about Floyd. Okay. First of all, Floyd motherfucking ass is leaving a million-dollar plush luxurious ass lifestyle. He going to county jail. It's not like this nigga got to worry about getting stabbed the fuck up, because they done kept him away from general population, because they know niggas probably going to try him because he's Floyd. Then again, if you really is a motherfucking boxing nigga and you got that much motherfucking respect, nigga, run the motherfucking yard then, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Or just coming. Look, first of all, you could, nigga, me personally, nigga, you could have put me in general population, nigga. I'm worth $100 and something million, nigga. My whole pod gonna love me, nigga, because for 90 days, nigga, everybody got soups, juices. Everybody got money on their books. Motherfuckers can call everybody my motherfucking whole pod. Ain't nobody gonna start shit with me, period, because I'm so motherfucking rich. I'm gonna go in there and just tell, what's your motherfucking goddamn account, nigga? Give me your number. And I'm gonna tell my motherfucking people to just put a stack on everybody's motherfucking account in this bitch, nigga. That's for 90 days, nigga. You ride out on me. Okay? This is what real niggas do. This is why this is a bitch, nigga. Fuck that shit. Niggas can't talk. I don't give a fuck. To the point now I know he a fighter, but nigga, I'm literally not scared of this nigga. I would literally say this to this nigga's face. Because nigga, what you gonna do? I'm supposed to fear this nigga? He might beat my ass, but so what? I ain't scared, nigga. You got to show me. Because if you can't have the motherfucking 12 days in jail, I don't give a fuck much. How much training you got, nigga? I don't see you. 12 days, nigga? Seriously? And then you got in there on some fuck shit for putting your hands on your bra in front of your children. Period, point blank. So I already didn't like Floyd. And it's not because of what people say. He's arrogant. You don't like him because he's arrogant. I'm arrogant. What the fuck? That ain't got to do with it. I'm not a fan of Floyd Mayweather, the boxer. And it's not personally. I'm not a fan of any boxer who never knocks nobody the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? I don't like lightweight niggas who just punch a lot of times and shit, but never really put nobody on the deck. So he was never a favorite of mine. I never was like a fan of Mayweather. Yeah, he's quick and everything. Anybody that's short and that's mad and can outbox people, but I've never been a fan, because I like people to knock motherfuckers out. I like heavyweight boxers or middleweights that put a bitch on the deck. Other than that, I've never been a fan of Floyd Mayweather. You know what I'm saying? So it's not because he's arrogant and all this other crazy shit people be trying to say. I just never cared for him as a boxer. But this right here made me like him. This made me not care for him as a nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really care for this nigga now. Because first of all, he done beat his chick up, and I don't condone violence on women, especially when you a motherfucking pro fighter, nigga.
Really, though?
But on top of this, nigga, you don't get a 90-day stint, nigga. You don't go to jail and 12 days in. Fuck, nigga, you crying? Fuck, nigga. You crying 12 days in, nigga?
And he got denied anyway.
Come on, man. You ain't crying. You ain't crying because niggas is in there trying to kill you. You crying because you can't
don't
handle.
Don't want to be in there.
You can't, because you don't want to be in there. Nigga, okay. Well, you can't beat bitches up. It's against the law, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I can't beat a bitch up. And you damn sure can't, nigga. You Floyd Mayweather. You damn sure you can't put your hands on the motherfucking regular man without getting sued or getting fucked up.
Basically, your hands are considered dangerous weapons. So you can't do that.
I ain't fighting, nigga, so you can't even beat a man up without getting fucked up. You gonna slap a chick up, slap a chick upside the head or choke out, do whatever. And so now you got 90 days for it, and now you crying? I'm supposed to respect this nigga. I'm supposed to like Floyd. Fuck out of here.
Basically.
Tell the bunny team. Fuck I care.
Basically. Well, you know, and I got a couple more minutes to burn, so I'll go ahead and fly into the Rihanna, to the whole Chris Brown Drake thing. Okay, I didn't believe it at first when I seen it on Facebook, so I Googled it, and the next thing you know, it just flooded YouTube,
what?
TMZ, Fox News. And I'm like, okay, this shit is really believable. That's not fat ass, but she is real believable. You know,
I only know what are you talking about?
Okay, it's believable. Okay, they basically was partying in a club in New York called Soho's or whatever. And next, you know, his entourage, Chris Brown's entourage, got into it with Drake's entourage, and this whole thing spun up with one person, Rihanna. Okay, where did Rihanna come from with all this? You know, that's a really dope moment. Like, why Rihanna? You know, so that screams like, okay, was Drake really messing around with Rihanna, or is Chris Brown really still digging her? You know, it's like, okay, why are y'all fighting over a chick?
Let me stop you right there. Why does anybody fight over a chick? You know what? Let me add one more new really though.
Really though?
The motherfucker shooting in Auburn. Did you see the motherfucker interview the nigga did of the motherfucker that shot the place up in Auburn? Did you see that nigga? Did you see that interview?
No, I did not. No, I didn't know. I didn't catch that one.
The motherfucker who went and just shot three and killed three motherfuckers in Auburn. Nigga, that started over some motherfucking pussy.
Really
though? Wow.
This nigga in there fighting over a motherfucking broad and then killed three motherfucking people. All over a female. You see, go look at my wall. Scroll down my wall when you get a chance. And when you see that interview, you'll see where I'm talking about the shit in Auburn. The dude they interviewed that was right there and saw the whole thing. Whole thing went down over a female.
Really, though?
Wow.
That's why them three motherfuckers are dead in Auburn. Somebody hollering at a chick. That's why they dead. This nigga done fucking got life in prison, maybe the chair about a bitch. So
really though?
I use the term bitch loosely. You know what I'm saying? Not all women are bitches, ladies. For you new people on the phone line who may have never tuned in to one of these talk segments. What up though? Appreciate you tuning in. Anyway, one more before you go, Billy Bad, I give you the floor because I know you gotta get up out of here. What you wanna talk about? Creflo Dollar, Father's Day? You want to talk about
The Creflo Dollar thing, okay, I heard about that when I was in Atlanta. So the whole topic with that, you know, why is her daughter even going to the police? I mean, you know you ain't supposed to be going out nowhere. Your daddy tell you something, you're supposed to be doing it. Pretty much, plain and simple.
And I fear you on that.
Despite his title, despite what he does for people, despite that he goes by the word, no, when he's home, when he's outside that church grounds, he's daddy. You know, that's what he is. He's daddy. He come home from that church. Okay, get your stuff ready for school the next day. That's it. You know, ain't no need to ask for no parties. And especially where you at. You know, you live in Atlanta.
Right.
He already know how it's going to go down. He already knows that you're going to go out there and try to be fast. You know, or try to see a boy. And like, what, you 15 years old. You don't even be worried about no boy.
I mean, far be it for me to say a 15-year-old can't go to a party or whatever. It's not even about that. But at the end of the day, like I said, the Creflo Dollar issue is not a, because, I'm not a fan of millionaire preachers. It's an oxymoron to me because that's not what Christ represents. And then you'll have people. I've already had, go back and look in the archives. I've already had the show about that. What I'm talking about, rich preachers. It's back in like 100 something. Just go check, scroll down the fucking page. Do what you do. Yeah. Anyway, I'm not a fan of millionaire preachers and mega churches. But that's not the point. When it comes down, this is not a Pastor Creflo Dollar issue. It's a daddy daughter issue. Period. Point blank. If your motherfucking daddy say no, you don't motherfucking try and fuck. Why am I even getting into a physical altercation with my child? You feel what I'm saying? If that was my motherfucking son, I'd just straight whoop this nigga ass, nigga. I wish my 15-year-old son would, nigga, try me. I'm going to beat this nigga up. Straight up. But a belt. Fuck you mean a belt? This nigga 15. He about 6 foot now. I'm finna knock this nigga ass out. Straight up. You feel like you want to test me like that, nigga? I'm going to beat your fucking ass.
Pretty much. Yeah. And then I'll go ahead and go to the Father's Day thing, and I'm about to, you know, go ahead and go back in. Okay.
Fuck my teenager.
The Father's Day thing. This pretty much gives me a flashback. Okay, I'm pretty sure you already remember that whole 300 comments plus.
Right.
And I still stick by it. Mother's Day, they already had their day.
Right.
They already had it. Ain't nobody said nothing about the single fathers on Mother's Day.
Yeah.
So it's going to be the same thing this Sunday.
Right.
I'm not going to sit there and say happy Father's Day to the single mothers because you already have Mother's Day. No, this is for the single fathers that are fathers by their child. You know.
That's it.
I'm speaking to somebody who could have been a father 5 years ago, but you know, abortion. But
I mean,
there's no need for no woman to say Happy Father's Day to me, Happy Father's Day to me. No, you're not. You know, the sperm did not come out your sack, but to come out the womb for you to say that you're a father. Plain and simple.
All right, let me get to the next caller. Thanks, Billy Bad, for calling the show. I appreciate it. Okay.
No problem.
Look, man, the Father's Day issue. I'm getting ready. The phone line's full as hell. I got to speed this thing up. The Father's Day issue is real personal to me. All right? I have a major problem with anyone who likes to say shit like, Happy Father's Day to all the single mothers out there. Why the fuck you telling them Happy Father's Day? And first of all, before you open your fucking smart mouth traps, and if you don't know me, nigga, I was raised by a single mother up until my 12th birthday till my mother got remarried to my stepfather. It was just me and her. Hard times. Been there, done that. So what? Mama didn't ask me to do nothing on Father's Day. Did you call your daddy on Father's Day? You talk to your daddy? But she was like, oh, I'm finna go out and I'm finna... The bottom line is, the whole point of my Father's Day beef, am I really though? Really though? For people who wanna celebrate single mothers on Father's Day, and then they like to turn around and say, oh, well, shit, I wouldn't care. I mean, on Mother's Day, I say shouts out to the single fathers. Why? Don't do that! It's Father's Day and Mother's Day. They got cards in the fucking mahogany section. I'm finna go to the next call. They got cards in the mahogany section, which is the black section of Hallmark. The mahogany. You don't see it in the regular section though. Not in the white regular ass motherfucking section where the white people fucking shop. But in the black section, in the quote unquote motherfucking mahogany section. Okay, they got a Father's Day section that said, for mom on Father's Day, in the black section. What the fuck does that tell you? I love single mothers. I show them love. But Father's Day is not for you. I'm not bigging you up on Father's Day. I will big you up on Mother's Day. You just happen to be a single mother who do a lot extra on Mother's Day, so you really, really deserve your props on Mother's Day. But you are not a motherfucking man. The whole thing is a subconsciously degradation of the black male. You people sit on my motherfucking show trying to argue me down about, oh, it's because they do the man's job. I don't give a fuck about because you got to buy extra pimples or you got to motherfucking work two jobs because that nigga locked up or that nigga ain't shit or whatever. He ain't paid. I don't give a fuck. You're still not a father. You can never be a motherfucking father. Your motherfucking piss sitting down. You can never teach a motherfucking boy to be a man. You can goddamn teach him to be respectable, but you can't teach him to be a man because you don't know what the fuck it's like to be one. You are not a father. If your ass pee sitting down, or when you go to a restaurant, you go into the motherfucking door with the motherfucking skirt on and not two legs, goddamn it, I'm not telling you shit on Father's Day. Period. I don't give a fuck if you got four kids and four jobs. It's one fucking day a year, one day a year, that men, the real fathers, the good fathers, the decent fathers, are allotted to and are supposed to be praised or whatever, just like y'all got Mother's Day. Okay? You're not getting props from me on fucking Father's Day because you're a single mother. You just happen to be a mother that got to do more. Oh, well. Got three kids, two baby daddies. Oh, well. You never been married? Who fathered that? I'm supposed to tell you happy motherfucking Father's Day and you got motherfucking four kids and you ain't never been married? Who fathered that? It's your fault you motherfucking had kids out of wedlock, not mine. So now I'm supposed to tell you happy Father's Day because you're struggling? Fuck out of here. Michigan girl.
What's going on?
I'm gonna go ham on anybody who tried to test me on all this shit tonight. I'm ready for war.
I see.
Period. Okay. What's up? Welcome to the show. Episode 316. Really though? Really though?
Man, you didn't hit all of my. You didn't touch all my really though, and then Billy Bad hit the other one. But in case you go back and listen to the podcast, my really though about the Chris Brown and Drake thing. Was really though, y'all some rich motherfuckers and y'all fighting over a chick or y'all entourage is fighting over a chick? Because basically it boiled down to, according to TMZ, Chris Brown sent Drake over a bottle. Instead of Drake just being gracious and accepting the bottle or whatever, you know, he sends a note back, that's why I'm fucking the love of your life or your girl or whatever. So that's what started the controversy. And I'm just like, really? Y'all got all this money, and that's what y'all do? Y'all...
Is that what Drake really did? Is that confirmed?
TMZ said they confirmed that they got witnesses and everything, because at first they didn't believe it either, and it was on the radio. Nobody believed it at first until they started digging into it, and they was like, yes, that's really what happened.
Really, though?
Right.
Well... If that's really true, that these two niggas are fighting over this bitch. Let me pause. Okay, first of all, ain't now one. Ain't first of all, is she any one of y'all chick officially? I mean, is she any one of you niggas? Has she came out and said, we already know Chris Brown done beat the pussy up forever and a day, and then literally beat that hoe up. He done beat the pussy up and the face.
Really, dog?
That was wrong.
I'm just saying, that's what happened. He beat the pussy up, then he punched him and beat the face up. What part am I lying about? Nothing. Anyway. Okay. So, that's what happened. It's what happened. Okay. So, but that's in the past. Okay. Now we got cake. Oh, it's new one if you like it, if you want it. Okay, now they're back friends. All right? They're back friends. They love each other. Everything's good. Why are these two grown motherfucking ass millionaire rich ass men who probably can fuck half the bitches in the club tonight fighting over this motherfucking broad is beyond me. Now, this is one of the situations where it's not really about the broad, it's about the disrespect. A lot of times men get into what seems like beefing over broads and it really be beef over disrespect. You feel what I'm saying? A nigga got disrespectful about a broad. You feel me? It ain't if they got to fighting, if I send a nigga a bottle and a nigga send me back a fuck ass nigga message like that right there, you feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? We both millionaire niggas. We both got them feeling our motherfucking self around this bitch because we both out here stunting on everybody. You feel me? You ain't, you know, it would seem like they fighting over the broad, but then again, really, if that's what happened, them niggas fighting because Drake a bitch ass nigga. Now that's how I'm fucking see it. If that's what happened, I don't know. So everybody listen to my podcast. I'm saying that if TMZ is right, and then again, it's fucking TMZ. It's a tabloid. I'm gonna fuck because they got a motherfucking show. It's a tabloid. You know what I mean? It's a fucking tabloid. TMZ is a tabloid. So it could be fucking wrong as hell. What I'm saying is,
and of course, Chris Brown tweeted about it. Then retracted his tweet. But yeah, whatever.
If that's what happened, then they wasn't really fighting over Rihanna. They fighting because Drake a bitch-ass nigga for doing that. We fighting.
That's true, too. But I'm just saying, the whole situation is like, really, y'all, that's just too much. Y'all got, like you said, y'all millionaires or whatever. And that's how y'all gonna act? Tell the club?
I mean, I tell the motherfucking club, if I'm rich, if it fuck nigga, try me. Fuck, I care about how much money I got. I'll fuck a nigga up if I'm rich or not. That's why I probably not rich. It's probably good. God probably look. Because I'll beat a nigga up if I got a fucking pocket full of money or if I ain't got nothing in my pocket pit. I don't give a fuck. Nigga ain't finna try me. How much money I got in my pocket ain't finna determine whether or not I'm going to let a fuck nigga try me. So I don't subscribe to that. When people say, you got too much money to be doing that, nigga, you don't. How you know? You going to let a nigga just try you because you got $1,000 in your pocket or a million? A nigga ain't finna just try you. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that. This ain't like coming up to a nigga and spitting in his face or whatever. What I'm saying
right.
is, you
like
if a nigga
put his hand on you first, but I mean, it was fucked up, but still.
If that's what's happening, this nigga sent this nigga a motherfucking letter while we in the club saying that's why I'm fucking in love with your life. I mean, it's first of all, that's not even where the beef started, because if Drake even did some shit like that, it was a problem already before this. They already did like some other shit. So this nigga sent him a bottle and he sent that shit back like that. That's just, even if Drake don't even like his nigga, you just get a bottle to one of them groupie hoes and be like, all right, nigga, I see you over there, fuck it. You know what I mean? Whatever, nigga, we over here, right. We in the motherfucker, we rich as fuck. I ain't finna drink that shit that nigga sending me, my nigga. Get that shit to one of them hoes, my nigga, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And if a nigga feels some type of way about that, then that's on Chris Brown being a bitch, nigga, because you got mad because you sent a nigga a bottle, and he was like, hey, so whatever, my nigga, and he sunned you on that. And so now you feel like your pride hurt a little bit, and now you want to act like a little fuck nigga, and you want to come over here and start some fuck shit. Okay, so then it'll go back to Chris. But in any event, that whole situation is...
Really, though?
Because both of these niggas... But the beef can't be Rihanna. It can't be Rihanna. Anyway, real quick, I gotta ask you before I go to the next call, because you're a female. What you think about the Father's Day? Well, anything. Floyd Mayweather, Creflo Dollar, Father's Day...
Floyd Mayweather, that's some bitch ass shit. It ain't like I wasn't a Floyd hater, but dude, you put your hands on your chick or your baby mama, whoever, because they keep saying baby mama in front of your kids. You a boxer? Okay, that's some fuck ass shit. You should be able to do 90 days standing on your head. What you thought you wasn't gonna go to jail? Fuck you. Fuck all that crying. Whatever. Creflo Dollar, you're supposed to discipline your kids. I mean, they making this a big deal because he a pastor and all that. And I mean, I don't go along with the million-dollar mega pastors either, but when you at home with your kids, you discipline them, and sometimes they say the wrong thing, and you have to catch yourself. I mean, I got a 17-year-old son that's taller than me, but I will lay that nigga down if he ever get disrespectful, and he knows that, so he never has. Period, point blank.
Right. So
as far as the Father's Day thing goes, I'm a mother. Yes, I'm a single mother. I've had to do extra. I've done over and above and beyond, or whatever. But at the end of the day, I've never once told my kids, y'all need to give me something on Father's Day. I don't expect people to tell me Happy Father's Day, because at the end of the day, I'm a mother. I'm a mother that's raising her kids, that's doing what I got to do, and I made the choice to have those kids by the men that I had them by. So if they to be not shit and no good daddies, some of that falls on me, because those were the men that I picked to have kids with, regardless of the situation.
I'm not telling you fucking Happy Father's Day because you're a single mother. It's never going to happen in his lifetime. I don't give a fuck who you are.
As a woman and as a single mother, like I said, I just raised a 17-year-old. I raised a 17-year-old son pretty much by myself for most of his life. He graduated from high school in May. Very proud of him. But I've never expected nor wanted to be told Happy Father's Day. Because I'm not. I'm a mother now. I expect Happy Mother's Day, and I've made a lot of sacrifices. So if, you know, I don't get Mother's Day, I feel some type of way, but I've never expected Happy Father's Day and don't want to hear it because I'm not a father, period, point blank. I will never be a father.
All right. I understand that. And let's see. 444-447 is up next. After that, 856, Blessed Child, 862-678, 770, and 215 in that order. I'm coming down the line. Real quick, I'm going to speed it up a little bit. Three states, Maryland, Kentucky, and Florida, plan to start drug testing anybody that's on welfare. Agree or not?
Y'all gonna drug test them senators and everybody else that's getting my tax dollars too. Not every person that's on welfare is making a career out of it. So no, I don't agree with it. I mean, if you have a reason to think that they on drugs and because of neglect of the kids, that's fine. But unless you're gonna start drug testing senators and congressmen and everybody else, get the fuck out of here, because all of them get some of my tax money.
Really though? And there you have it. Makes sense to me. Y'all motherfuckers run. I see motherfuckers posting up graphics and fucking Facebook and shit. Talking about some thanks. We talking about niggas. We talking about motherfuckers who ain't got motherfucking millions of dollars. We motherfuckers go to work every motherfucking day and pay taxes and shit. Regular ass motherfuckers like me. I'm a regular motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers got goddamn graphics. They got a little graphic. You know how Facebook, everybody all of a sudden now the new thing in Facebook is posting up some shit somebody else said instead of writing your own motherfucking status. That's another just all out really though, my
really though.
Everybody want to post up some shit with some little slick ass nigga. Come up with your own shit. You like that? Okay, whatever. I don't want. Every time I look at Facebook now I'm getting tired of Facebook because every time I look at it, everybody got a motherfucking post some shit. Another motherfucker's there. Bitch, you can't come up with nothing yourself, boring ass. But the point is this, okay? Everybody who's keep sharing and circulating that motherfucking graphic. Talking about some, yeah, that's right. They asked me to get piss tested and all this motherfucking shit. I know four motherfuckers who posted it who grew up in the motherfucking projects. Bitch, you grew up in the projects. I know, bitch, you from my hometown, bitch. Okay? Because you got a motherfucking job making $50,000 a year now, bitch. You ate off motherfucking government motherfucking money and shit. And your motherfucking mom and dad, the power was on dope. As a matter of fact, one of them, I know her mom was a crackhead, bitch. All that motherfucking shit you talking. But, bitch, you probably would have been starving like a motherfucker if they had that shit in play back then. Because your mom was on dope, bitch. She took high offense to my post. I think she unfriended me when I started talking about it.
Really, though?
Shut the fuck up. No, I don't want to test motherfuckers for goddamn drugs and shit on welfare or whatever. It's like Michigan girl just said, the caller that just said, if they fucking really just doing showing some signs of neglect for the kids and all some shit like that, yeah. But if they don't have a job and they got kids, and they need to get food stamps to feed them kids because they can't get a job for whatever motherfucking reason or whatever. All right? It don't matter. You ain't balling off welfare. The projects ain't motherfucking paradise. So it ain't like you just, you know what I'm saying? I mean, half the motherfucking senators on cocaine. So what? We pay their salary too, and the motherfuckers get a raise every year. Fuck out of here. 404-447. What up, though? Who this?
What's happening, Blizzard? This your boy Ray Money, man. Salute to a real nigga on the radio, huh? I've been sitting here listening to this shit, trying to. Blizzard, you so damn right tonight, bro. I was trying to find something to disagree with, man. I just stopped trying.
Well, I mean, if anybody disagrees with anything I'm saying, when I come to your phone line, by all means, please don't just agree. I'm just saying, when you sit down and look at all these particular situations that I planned on pointing out, like I said, of course we let people talk, we let people bring in their own, like the Chris Brown Rihanna thing. The first caller brought that into the play, and I didn't even know about that when I started the show. But I mean, I just gave my own personal opinion on that. Like, but the other things that I said that I wanted to talk about, which is Floyd Mayweather, Creflo Dollar, women wanting recognition on Father's Day, and the fucking states trying to make people piss test for fucking welfare. I mean, this is shit that I've actually looked at. I've read articles. I've looked at poll numbers. I've looked at things. I've read up on them. You feel what I'm saying? It's not like I'm just coming up with. You know what I'm saying? I actually went to a motherfucking, I went down the fucking Kroger and looked in the motherfucking goddamn card section and looked all around, which is significantly smaller for Father's Day.
Really, though?
Instead of Mother's Day. You know what I'm saying? Or even graduation had more motherfucking shit going on than Father's Day. But that's not even the point. That just show you how fathers are. But I'm a father. I'm a father that take care of my motherfucking kids. My kids is over here right motherfucking now driving me crazy out there in the other motherfucking room. I got to feed their ass when I get off the air before I even start to watch the game. I probably do them at the same time. This is the point. All right? I'm a fucking father. You know what I'm saying? And I know a whole bunch of other motherfucking fathers. I don't feel, and I was raised by a single mother, so it ain't like I can't understand, okay? I was raised by a single mother, and I had a father who really wasn't active in my life. And I had a stepfather who was a good person. And I'm a good, I feel like I'm a decent father. I'm in my kid's life. I don't feel the need to say Happy Father's Day to a single mother just because she doing it by herself. You ain't doing it. You doing extra above and beyond, but you are not a father. You don't know what it's like to be a man. You don't know what it's like to be a man. And you damn sure know what it's like to be a black man in this world. You feel what I'm saying? But when I went to the card store, I looked in the card section. The only place that I could find a card that says happy birthday to mom for mom on Father's Day is in the mahogany section, which is the quote unquote black section. What does that tell you, people? This is bigger than what y'all think. It's telling you that in our society, in our race, it's okay. We saying it's okay. We might as well go ahead and give props to the mamas because the daddy's probably ain't even there anyway, to the point that we actually will make a card for it. Because we assume niggas ain't doing shit. And even if they ain't, so what? Yeah, so not so what, like that's good and that's okay, whatever. That's bad, but so what? It's still fucking Father's Day. This day is reserved for the men who are doing some shit. It's not for fucking single mothers. Which most motherfucking single mothers, black single mothers, ain't like they divorced motherfuckers. You was never married. So you decided to fuck two or three niggas and have babies and go out having a motherfucking husband first. Who fault is that? Now all of a sudden that you got a motherfucking struggling shit up on tail. You happy Father's Day, bitch?
Really though?
Now go ahead, homie.
Hey, but and on that point, just to follow up on that note, man, like my dad in my life, he's active. I don't know my dad out 31 years of my existence. Salute to Randall Kelly. Man, I don't think my dad would do shit that I know my mama couldn't do. You know what I mean? It's six of us. Then we had some cousins to come stay with us. My mama couldn't handle all that by herself. She couldn't, even if she tried. Emotionally, that's why when I see niggas in the street that act like female, put their hands on their hips and little shit like that, you may not pay attention to it right off, but if you watch niggas and just little mannerisms, nigga, no matter how much you say I'm a real nigga, I'm this, I'm that, how gangster you is, man, you got some bitch somewhere in you, bro. And a man somewhere ain't put his motherfucking hands on you at the right age to show you this is what it is. Just the same way, like you say, when he get 6'2" or 6'19", nigga, I'm still going to beat your ass because I'm your daddy. And after I whoop you, I'm going to sit you down and I'm going to talk to you. You know why? Because I love you. And that's the one thing that I had to learn. That's why I can't no nigga disrespect me in the street. I ain't jumping out just because I want to be a gangster. No, partner. I know I'm a man. And as a man, I'm not finna let another man, if that's what you feel you are, disrespect me. My father taught me that. Not my daddy, not my stepdaddy, none of that. And shout out and salute to every single stepdaddy that stepped in the picture and took up that space when he was not there. You feel me? Because those are some of the realest men on the face of the earth. Because not only is it hard to stay there and be up through the tough times, up, stand it down. Because, man, I was a bad ass. My dad had his hand full of me. My dad told me one time, man, I'm almost about to give up on you because I got five more other children to raise. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what to do with you. But he stood by me. Even when I went to prison and came home, he was right there by me. You feel me? So salute to every day. The Creflo Dollar did the right thing. I'm from Collie Park. It's all in the hood. But, bro, that man handled, like you say, that's a house business, personal business.
WSB, right.
Channel 2, Channel 5, they made that news. Y'all made that news. If nobody else made that news, because when my dad whooped my ass, didn't nobody come down there. I ain't
right.
Called 911,
you know
but that's forbidden.
You know why they ain't come, Ray? Because your motherfucking... Cause nigga, would you call the police on your daddy? Would you call the police on your mother? Nigga, okay then.
Let me tell you something, Blue. I done asked these folk to keep me before, bro. I done asked them folk to keep me. When I was 15 and I got in trouble, I asked them folk to keep me. They looking at me crazy, bro. My daddy's finna come down here. Keep me, bro. I came home from jail for the second time in my life. Man, that man almost beat me stupid, bro. And I had to respect that because, nigga, I ain't got time to be taking off my job, coming down here to my motherfucking house because you don't want to behave.
Right.
Because you don't want to behave. I told you what to do. I told you what to do. You ain't don't do different. You feel me? And when you do different, there's consequences and repercussions for every action on the face of the earth.
Right. Exactly, man. So I feel like, look, man, this is the thing. You know what I'm saying? When people are talking about the Creflo Dollar situation, it's like I said at first when I first was talking about it with people on Facebook and other social sites, I strayed away from even talking about this, but then I held it in to the point because I didn't want to make it a racial thing. But in the end, this man, you know, if you're in Atlanta, Georgia, okay, this man lived in Fayetteville. You feel me? He went to Fayette County Jail, Fayetteville County. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay.
This is my thing right here. And this is America. People got to understand, this is America, man. Shit like race and all that shit is always a problem. The man probably never, even if his child called the police, like I told somebody on the following post, I said, do you think he would have went to jail if it was Joel Osteen?
Hell no. Joel Osteen would have talked his way up out of it. Hell, they probably wouldn't even came to the house.
They probably would have came to the house, but they damn sure wouldn't have locked him the fuck up. If Joel into a motherfucking altercation with his child and his goddamn rebellious ass, if his rebellious ass daughter, daddy, whatever, and then he fucking tries to calm her down and she gets a little scratch on her face, I'm gonna call the cops, oh my god! And they motherfucking, and the motherfucking sheriff show up at Joel Osteen fucking house, I bet they calm that situation down at the house. I bet they don't make the news. But this is a black rich pastor, and I'm not for rich pastor, but he's a pastor. Okay, well, but at the end of the day, in America, he's also a millionaire black man flying around in jets, rich as hell. You think that shit?
Didn't hell,
that didn't mean
don't
nothing.
Pay no taxes on church.
That didn't mean nothing. The fact that he was black didn't mean nothing. So you mean to tell me if Joel Osteen's daughter called the police on him because they got into a motherfucking altercation because her and her daddy got into it, and the police came to Joel Osteen's house, and all she had on her motherfucking neck was a scratch, fat kind of finna lock Joel Osteen up? Fuck you if you think that. You're an idiot. If you believe that, you're stupid and you're naive. You think the Tea Party really is a fucking political party. I'm calling you stupid. Live on the air, period, point blank. That's how I feel about you as a person. If that was Joel Osteen, it would have went the same way. They would lock Joel Osteen up too. Motherfucker, this is America, and that's Fayette County, Georgia. You may not know what that is. You may not know what that means. Ride through dirty one day and see what happened. Ride through in the Chevy.
What happened to you?
What happened to you, nigga?
They might as well just come out there with a badge on top of a hood and some sheets. You feel me? The only reason why they got on the police uniform because they have to wear them. They have to, you know?
Come on, man. Yeah, but people don't that's the thing that because people don't live in Atlanta and they may not know all that shit, they don't understand that particular side of it, man. Let me move along. You know what I'm saying? All
right, bro.
What do you think about the Floyd Mayweather shit though?
That's like every other college, man, that's whole shit, man. And if you look at it for what it is, lose my physique, no matter what you try to say, bro, whatever happened to calisthenics, push-ups, pull-ups. Look, I don't been to prison, so I know. And I ain't never about 5'4". You feel me? These niggas in there, 6, like I say, 6'19". I ain't no scared nowhere. I ain't no crying going home. You do your time, come home, bro. You got 90 days. Do 2 years, partner. These folk down there doing 8 life. And they got far from millions. Far from it. And then what's that movie? And then when I first heard about it, it took me back to the movie with Ving Rhames and my boy and Wesley Snipes and that, when they were the boxers locked up together. Like you say, if you supposed to be this tough cat, this, that, and the third, you popping all this flavor, you hanging with Filthy, you doing this, that, and the other, knock a nigga ass out. The first big nigga you dropping that chain finna say, and then they'll kill you, bro.
We should have seen this coming. When a nigga walked down the aisle with Justin Bieber, I saw it coming.
Really, though?
Oh, man. Come on, really, though, man. Really, though? And like you say, if you a real nigga, when you hit the dorm, everybody, I got everybody to leave. I don't give a damn how long I'm in here. You feel me? Everybody good. Everybody eat. My whole dorm, it's a party every night in my dorm.
Every night, nigga. Matter of fact, the TV stand on late because I didn't pay. I done put $50,000 in the. I put $50,000 in all the guards on our dorm.
Please believe it.
Look,
please
we good.
Believe
we everything in here. We stunting in here, nigga. I got to do these 90. I'm finna do these 90. I'm going to stunt on these motherfuckers. Every guard. Locked up today.
Look
you
how
know
many
what
fans y'all made. Look how many friends y'all made. These niggas gonna be your friends. They ain't gonna be your fans. These niggas gonna remember that. These niggas down here doing real hard time.
Come on, man. These niggas on their way to prison. You know what I'm saying? You down here, you doing your 90 days. You know you ain't going down the road. You gotta do 90 and get out, nigga. These niggas on their way to do 10 years, man. They ain't transitioned down here, man. You ain't even in the violent felony murder goddamn wing of the fuck. Man, shut up, nigga. Bitch ass nigga. See, man, nigga, I wish I would be scared of Floyd Mayweather.
Knock his ass out.
Fuck you,
knock
man.
Knock his ass out like you knocked the
nigga's
ass out.
He might knock me out. I might be tripping, but nigga, I ain't finna be scared. I say all this shit with Floyd sitting here, nigga. You was a bitch-ass nigga for that. Fuck that, Floyd. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I might. That's... Matter of fact, let's just be both bitch niggas, and you beat me up, and I sue you like a bitch nigga.
Hey, and keep it 99. I'm not even gonna keep it 100. I'm just keeping 99. You beat me up, I sue.
I'm just gonna sue you like a hoe. You know what I'm saying? buy me a house, and I ain't never got to worry about nowhere to stay again. Me and my children. How about we just do it like that, Floyd? How about it? Shit, ridiculous. All right, man. Thanks for calling in, bro. Shit, crazy. All
right, be home.
All right, man. Stand by, man. Anyway. That shit crazy, man. 678-755. What up, though?
What's good, Blizzard? This Mastermind checking in with you, man.
What's happening, man? What's happening with you?
Not much, man. I'm sitting here listening to your like a fool. Like a fool, but you keeping it real. I mean, ain't not much I want to elaborate on except for I kind of disagree with you on the whole welfare drug testing thing. You know what I'm saying? I think you should only be able to... I think they should only be able to drug test somebody if they, you know what I'm saying, like old girl was saying earlier about the whole transition. Because, I mean, when it comes down to the welfare system, they can tell where this person's food stamp card getting used at. So if they see this person's card getting used one time and it's only at this place, they need to start tracking it. I mean, I don't think they should not drug test nobody in general. I think they should drug test. Because to me, I mean, at the end of the day, it's not fair. You know what I'm saying? I'm a hardworking taxpayer, and I don't think it's fair that some girl gets to sell her food stamps and smoke loud all day, and her kid ain't eating. So
okay. Something
got to give. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Let me say this, and that's the point. That's basically the main point of anybody who has a problem with the welfare thing. You feel what I'm saying? Anybody that has a problem with the welfare thing, you feel me?
Right.
That's their main point. I work hard. I pay taxes or whatever. You feel me? This is how I look at it. This is how I look at it. I sit back and I say, okay, let's say we start pissing everybody. Now, you got to think about, first of all, let me go ahead and tell you, let me read one of the articles that when I looked into this, I looked into one of the articles, right?
Uh-huh.
And in Florida was the one who started it. You know, basically, they already started theirs. First of all, when they did it, not even close to as many people as they thought was getting welfare was on drugs. And the crazy and what it said was what a lot of people failed to take into account was how many white people are on welfare right now because of the economy. How many white people are on public assistance and food stamps because of the economy. So then when you really gonna make it random, you could pull middle class. You could pull somebody who just lost their job. You could pull. It's a lot of people that's on public assistance because first of all, people keep saying welfare like that only includes people in the motherfucking projects. That's where everybody's whole mind frame. See that Listen, let me be perfectly clear with you, Mastermind, okay? When people say welfare, the first motherfucking image they get is fucking boys in the hood, you know what I'm saying, South Central, you know, people in Compton, up New Jack City, motherfuckers in the Carter, they think that's the only motherfuckers that's on welfare. That's where you're wrong. They on welfare, so are motherfucking white people in the projects, so are lower middle income white America in the middle of the motherfucking country, so is motherfucking people who just got laid off after the motherfucking recession where the bankers fucked the whole country up in 2008. All these people getting public assistance. Everybody who's getting food stamps, that's welfare. So if you're going to randomly test everybody, when they did the random testing and they just started pulling random Social Security numbers, all these other ones, a lot of people coming in, and most of them wasn't on drugs. It backfired.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? They thought, hey, every other motherfucker coming here probably going to be pissing dirty. No, motherfucker. Only 26% came in. And that wasn't even for cocaine. It was only marijuana. And I know, nigga, right. I smoke weed. I work the job every day and smoke weed at the same motherfucking time. So smoking weed don't make you a dysfunctional motherfucker. We ain't talking about crack. You feel what I'm saying? But the thing is, when you say welfare, everybody get a picture in their motherfucking mind of niggas in the projects. You feel what I'm saying? Bitches with four baby daddy, but them ain't the only motherfuckers that's on welfare. It's more white motherfuckers on welfare than black people. Because it's America. Right. We minorities.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So when you take that in mind, keep that. 803, I'm coming straight to you because I know they was on here earlier. All right? You take that in mind. You realize that it's more non-people living in the projects and everything that's on welfare than really it is people in the projects. And that's where everybody get their mind jumbled up, because they be looking at ratchet holes and thinking that symbolizes welfare, but that's where they're wrong. Welfare, ratchet welfare holes ain't what's mostly on welfare, baby. You feel what I'm saying? And that's a picture that people get in their motherfucking head, and that's where they get everything fucked up. Like, I don't want to take care of that ratchet-ass motherfucking bitch. Fuck that shit. That hoe need to get a job. Okay. So start pissing her, but then piss the other motherfuckers who, you know what I'm saying, who when you start doing it by per capita, everybody that's, most people on welfare ain't just sitting around four baby daddies and ain't doing shit. Yeah, if you got them motherfuckers, okay, it's good with everything. So you going to scrap all Social Security? Because some motherfucking some people get that shit. You gonna scrap all Medicaid? Because some people get it who don't need. You gonna scrap the whole welfare system because of a few bad apples? That's what we do now. You feel what I'm saying? You can't do it like that. You can't treat it like that. And everybody. And the problem. The number one problem is motherfuckers always try to make black people in the projects and chicks with baby daddies and niggas with dreads synonymous with the word welfare, and that's just simply not true. And when they did that study, they realized it in Florida. We tried to come here and we tried to knock all these niggas off welfare, but goddamn, if we had to do it randomly, they started realizing that shit, it's more white motherfuckers on goddamn welfare, and most of these motherfuckers ain't popping up for cocaine and crack like we thought. You can't just say, because you can't say, we gonna start pissing everybody in the projects on welfare. Oh, no, pimpin'. You can't do that. You feel what I'm saying? You can't do that now. You can't. If you're gonna piss everybody on welfare, you piss every motherfucking body randomly on welfare. The trailer park trash, the lower income white people, the people who lost their jobs since the 2008 crash. You gotta put all those motherfuckers on food stamps and shit who wasn't on food stamps in 2008 and 7 and shit. You can't just go and say everybody in projects we're gonna start pissing. That's racism.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So then, when they start pissing them, it wasn't even like that. So, okay, it's a couple of motherfuckers that do it, whatever. And then on top of that, this is the main thing you have to understand. And I don't understand what you're saying. Well, I pay tax dollars, and I don't want to pay that or whatever. You understand what I'm saying? But if you know, a lot of I saw people on my Facebook talking that shit. And I know for a fact they got kids. I knew for a fact they grew up in the motherfucking projects. I knew some of them. And then some of them got kids who probably get free lunch. Free lunch and all that shit really is welfare. That's taxpayers' money. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm not pissing people on welfare, people in the projects, and none of that until I start pissing everybody who mom and daddy get a free motherfucking lunch at school because I'm paying for that. I'm gonna start pissing everybody who got a county job. I'm gonna start randomly pissing senators and motherfucking congressmen who make the motherfucking laws. All those motherfuckers who make the laws and all those motherfuckers who in the pockets of corporate lobbyists and all that, who make it even harder for poor people to get jobs. Until they start pissing all them randomly, I'm not pissing a motherfucker on goddamn welfare randomly. Because we all pay taxes because your tax dollars go to them too, and they pay them too, and them motherfuckers get a raise every time they go to vote on it. No matter if the economy fucked up. Them bitches got a raise in 2009, and they almost and the fucking country was about to go bankrupt in 08. And they got a fucking raise in 2009. So if you're gonna complain about them motherfuckers, if you wanna be all up in arms and sharing graphic posts on my motherfucking Facebook wall about them motherfuckers on fucking welfare, I ain't seen you post now motherfucking goddamn shit on Facebook about them senators and congressmen who probably on cocaine, that's drugs, the white man drug, the rich man drug. If you ain't overly concerned with them, well, fuck your opinion on welfare recipients. I don't want to hear
right.
it.
Right.
You feel me? That's why.
So I got a question for you, and I ain't trying to switch up because I know you got all the callers. I caught the tail end of it. What happened with Mayweather?
Mayweather went to jail for 90 days for beating his chick up. He got sentenced to 90 days in jail. He beat his chick up. His kids were at the house. He beat his chick up, slapped her around a couple of times. You know what I'm saying? Got domestic violence. He had to go to 90 days in jail. This is a motherfucking professional boxer. This nigga got 12 days into the sentence and pled for and sent his lawyer to plead for him to get released in 12 days, talking about he is detrimental. He can't eat what he needs to eat, and he can't get his training on. Motherfucker, you in jail, nigga, for beating your broad up, and you a boxer. It's 90 days, fuck nigga, and you crying, literally, telling your lawyer to urge him bed to get out after 12 days, nigga, and you worth $100 million?
Right.
Really, though?
Wow, okay, I didn't know that. That's why I'm I caught the tail end of it when y'all was talking about it, so.
Yeah, like when you come out, your light's going to be turned off, and you ain't going to have nowhere to live and shit when you get out, nigga. Like, your motherfucking books ain't on deck, nigga. Your books maxed out every day in that motherfucker. Nigga, do some push-ups.
Right.
Dog in place and shut the fuck up and do them 90 days, nigga.
Right.
Wanna hear that motherfucking shit? And he walked down the aisle with Justin Bieber.
Really, though?
That's
wow. Still funny style with me about that. It's a whole nother situation.
Wow, that's crazy, man. I mean, it's crazy, man. I mean, Ray Miller, man, he a punk. He can hop in the ring with 8 niggas and box them, but let's see how he do. He was just, I don't know, man. That just goes to prove you money will change your whole way of thinking when it comes down to certain situations.
All
right. Someone said that on my post.
Someone said, "Man, he been, you know, money changes you, people. Man, money changes you. He ain't used to those conditions, nigga. He been rich for so long. He ain't used to those conditions, nigga. So what, nigga? I went to jail for 62 days. That's damn near that's over a third of what he went to jail for. All
right, right.
Over half he went to jail. I went to jail for 62 days, nigga. When I left, nigga, I was motherfucking." Before I went to jail, nigga, I was getting up, sleeping in my own bed, eating good, 3 meals a day. I was going to work, but I still went and did what I had money in my pocket. I was getting pussy.
Right.
Daily. You know, I went to jail. And so what, nigga? I didn't cry about it. Nigga, you are living, and I didn't have money on my books. I didn't have nobody to just keep making sure I had to just kind of work it out. And get how I live, and actually ate a couple of jail meals, and in between people putting money on my books and everything. You feel what I'm saying? This thing got millions of dollars.
I mean, somebody like me, like I ain't never been to jail in my life. I ain't never been handcuffed in my life. You know what I'm saying? But a couple months ago, I had to ride in the back of a cop car, because me and my nephew got into a fight with somebody, and just sitting in the back of the car had me thinking like, man, this ain't no place I never want to be again. So you would think he would go in and learn something out the situation and not put his hands on nobody else unless it's in the ring to keep himself out that situation. You know what I'm saying? But he probably figured he money way better and he could probably buy his way out of it. And it turns out they ain't playing with that shit, my nigga. You finna sit your ass down, read some books, do some boxing lessons, teach a couple of niggas how to box. Maybe you get out on good behavior if you act right. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. It's crazy. But instead, he started crying and whining and trying to get out after 12 days. All right, man.
Wow.
All right, homie. Whatever, man. I'm not feeling that shit, nigga. Anyway, stay for calling into the show. Let me get to the next caller, all right?
All right, man.
All right, stand by. 803-920. Bless child. You up on deck. You on deck, homie. Let me get these other callers real quick. 803-920. What up, though? Welcome to K100. What's going on? Who this?
This Ben Freezy.
Who?
Ben Freezy.
Oh, Freezy, what's happening, boy? What up, though?
No, man. Just checking in with you, boy. Boy, you feeling some type of way today, ain't it?
I mean, you know, this is how my show started. People don't know that. Like now, all the artists and all the music shows we do now, people don't understand, bro. Like, if you go back and look at my first 100 and maybe really close to the first 200 episodes, you know what I'm saying? We really used to do mostly talk. And then we started getting more into the music side, and we started connecting more with more artists. And so we started leaning toward, we started Illa Kill, Subway, and all that. But I'm on episode 316. If you notice, Illa Kill is only 29 episodes in, and the Subway is only 30-something episodes. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So, I mean, you know, we just started doing the music and everything like that heavy. But we started out keeping this shit 100, talking that real nigga shit. You feel what I'm saying? You know, so that's where a lot of my fan base is at. And niggas who just was like, nigga, I want to hear a nigga just say some shit niggas don't really want to say. You know what I mean? And we got a whole bunch. We talk about everything, bro. But these particular shows, this particular episode 316.
Really, though?
I got a couple things on my chest. You know what I mean? But you got anything you want to talk about? Anything that's making you like, nigga, really, though?
Yeah, man, I'm just listening right now, but I had to come in here, man, give you a dang gun break right now, you know what I'm saying? So you can take a little smoke break, coffee break, whatever break you can take, like a goddamn, you know what I'm saying? We listening to this thing, I'm like, goddamn, man, let me call on my dog real quick, man, like hey, you ain't really living with these people, so, you know what I'm saying? So, they like, you know what I'm saying, how it is on them, you know, you handle yours, you know what I'm saying, whenever you did yours, you know, when you had to lay down, you know what I'm saying? You have yours like a G, you know what I'm saying? Like, some people just ain't used to, you know what I'm saying, regardless of what the situation is, how they've been brought up, or how they landed in, you know, like the position that they landed in. If they landed in a situation that they ain't used to, the real is going to come out every time.
So okay, I can understand. Look, everybody's not the same. I totally understand your point. Everybody is not the same, bro. You feel me? Nobody lives the same. Nobody walks the same journey. You feel what I'm saying? Right. Everybody's journey is different. You know what I'm saying? I understand that. I understand that. But this is my thing. You feel me? It's one thing to say everybody's journey is different. You never know. Sometimes the motherfucker end up killing the motherfucker or whatever. And you like, damn, nigga, you went to prison for that or whatever. But you don't know their whole walk and their story. But what we do know about Floyd Mayweather is this. He is rich as fuck. Okay?
Right.
He's rich as fuck. Okay? 90 days. No matter what. Listen. I know he was in – niggas say, man, they put him in ISO, man. That's what fucked him up. They put him – niggas are trying to argue for him. His fans trying to say, man, they put him in isolation and maybe he's claustrophobic and all this other motherfucking shit. I'm like, look, this is the thing. Because they say they put him in isolation because the general population was too dangerous and they couldn't ensure his protection.
Right.
I'm saying, this is my thing. First of all, this thing, Ben – if you gonna feel like that right there, if you the type of nigga who you know you claustrophobic, you know you couldn't even motherfucking do 2 weeks in jail, nigga, don't put your motherfucking hands on a broad. Okay? Just don't do it. But you did. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Unless the only reason why the only reason I can think of you putting your hand on a broad is if that female did something to physically endanger your children. Other than that, bro, I can't think of no reason to put my hands on a broad. That bitch could fuck my motherfucking best friend in my bed. I'm so motherfucking rich, nigga, I'm just going to laugh. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, bitch, you went out like that? You lost $100 million nigga over that? Bitch, you really though, bitch?
Really though,
bitch? You went out like that, bitch? You know what I'm saying? But what I won't do is put myself in that position. But if I feel like this bitch done violated that motherfucking bad, so I got to go in and slap this bitch a couple motherfucking times, and I get 90 days behind it, bro, I don't give a fuck. Niggas can sit here and say what they want to say about how a nigga live. They don't understand, man. I don't give a fuck, nigga. I ain't the hardest nigga. I'm not even acting like I'm the hardest nigga ever. I never profess to be the hardest nigga ever. I don't want to go to jail. I ain't never been to prison. I hope I never go. You know, I've been in county time a couple of times. The longest I did was 62 days in county. I hope I never go to prison. I've been in probation, severe probation. I got out of it, whatever. All that is, that's my walk. But at the end of the day, I'm not saying I'm the hardest nigga ever. I'm saying, nigga, it's 90 days, nigga.
But Blizzum, it all boils down to like what you say and what you do when you're actually in that situation. A lot of people sing that same song, you know, like I'll never do this, I'll never do that. But when they're actually in that position and their mind thought process is a little different, because see, like I'm around millionaires, you know what I'm saying, all the time, and I see how fucked up these millionaire lives be. You know what I'm saying, like. You know what I'm saying? They shit is way worse than how street, you know what I'm saying, how ghetto motherfuckers is. You know what I'm saying? Like, they do more drugs. They got more dramas. They in and out of rehab. They in and out of jails, but you never know about that because they got money to cover the shit up. You know what I'm saying? So
okay.
You say what you say before your life changes is different when your life actually changes.
So you saying that if somehow I become worth $100 million and I you never know what may happen in life. I'm grinding hard. I hope I get it. But you saying it's gonna you saying that at some point it's to the point where I should feel you saying I should feel some sympathy for Mayweather. Is this what you're trying to get? Do you feel sympathy for Mayweather? Do you understand? Or what do you feel for Mayweather situation?
So what I'm trying to say to you is, you know, I'm not in this man's life. I'm not in this man's shoes.
Me neither.
You know?
I just know the facts though. I'm not in his life, but I know what happened. What happened.
What I'm trying to give you is the reality of the thought process of the before and after. You know what I'm saying? This man probably said a lot of shit before, too. Like, yeah, I'll never do this. I'll never do that. He probably even told his woman, you know, I'll never hit you. I'll love you forever, some shit like that. And then the shit happens afterwards. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You never know. You know, you never know until you're in that position because you got so many people around you that make you feel like you're God to where shit, you're untouchable, you know what I'm saying? And that's to the point the way he probably felt like he was. You know, he was cocky. You know, he talked to that. You know, he talked to the promoter like he wasn't shit. I like that. I applaud that shit though. But you know, he talked to the promoter guy. You know what I'm saying? You know, put him in his place, and then you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, it's only. You can only foretell what else was going to happen until it's time to spank his ass. You know what I'm saying? This is spank ass time right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, even though you're in a position of power, you still got a ass spanking whenever you get out them guidelines. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay.
This is ass spanking for him.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. So take your ass spanking like a man, bro. This is all about manning up, bro. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, it's all about manning up for what the fuck you did, home. You did some fuck shit, and you got to do 90 days in county jail for it. You're not going to starve. No one's going to kill you. It's like, okay, homie, you got to lay down for them 90. I'm just saying, bro. I don't. This dude, you know, he was really crying, like literally.
I mean, because he probably was never in that position, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I know, but I'm just saying, bro. I can't with Mayweather. I can't change my stance on the Mayweather. I'm just done with Mayweather about that. To me, that's horrendous. It's horrendous that Mayweather. It's horrendous that he's acting like that.
You can't blame him for something that he knew to. You know what I'm saying? He's been a street fighter that also was in the streets and was in and out of jail and shit like that, then when, you know, he would already been seasoned to the point to where he got money, he know his don'ts and, you know what I'm saying, he know his no's and don'ts, you know what I'm saying? He didn't know his no's and don'ts because, you know what I'm saying, however he was taken care of to the point to keep him away from that. That's how most people end up in them positions because the parents keep them away from that. But you, as a parent, you got to show them both sides of life just in, you know what I'm saying, so they can be immune to it, you know what I'm saying, so where you know your do's and don'ts, you know what I'm saying?
All right, so let me ask you this. What do you think about females, single mothers, who feel like, you know, buying a card, like the card, they say happy to mom on Father's Day, and it's only in the black section, and females on Facebook saying happy Father's Day to all the single mothers and shit like that. That shit drive me motherfucking bananas, bro. I can't tell you because I'm a father, nigga. I ain't never in my life have, and I never will tell a female happy Father's Day to the single mothers. I'm never going to say that because you're not a father. I'm a father. I got a father. I know what it's like to be a father. I take care of my kids. To me, Father's Day is for men. Mother's Day is for women. You feel what I'm saying? I don't agree with the notion that we literally, as black people, and it's like we the only ones who really seem to really do it, if you really look at it. When I went to the Hallmark store, I went to the Kroger, and I looked for the card, the only card that you see that says to mom on Father's Day is in the mahogany black section. You feel what I'm saying? So and what that tells you is, if people's like, you just trying to hate on, nigga, I love single mothers. I was raised by a single mother for most of my life. You feel me? My mama got remarried and I was 12 years old. You feel what I'm saying? If me and my mama had struggled. I mean, nigga, my grandmama and my mama raised me. My daddy wasn't active in my life like that. So I understand that part. I got kids now and everything. You feel what I'm saying? So my thing is, it's one day a year that we recognize the daddies and the men who do their motherfucking job, who do what the fuck they're supposed to. I get pissed the fuck off when motherfuckers feel like it's okay to say Happy Father's Day to the single mamas out here doing two jobs. Bitch, you ain't doing two jobs. You just doing over and but you doing an extra job as being a mother, but you can never be a father. I'm not congratulating you. I'm not giving you a motherfucking card, and I resent the fact they even made a card for your black ass on motherfucking Father's Day. Really though?
To elaborate on what you're saying, man, like a lot of them females that talk like that, you know what I'm saying, that you say you're seeing, you know what I'm saying, that's out of emotion because that's how they handling their personal way of, you know what I'm saying, they hurt, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that. Some of these ladies is really strong out here and don't even go to that point. Some of them ladies even looking at this is like I can't believe this bitch went to this, you know what I'm saying, to this point to even, you know what I'm saying, say some bullshit like that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like,
right.
You can't really knock them. That's like the weak and the strong, you know what I'm saying? And that's just the way of how they, and you're going to have to accept that, you know what I'm saying, because that's...
I didn't mean to hit that one. I didn't mean to hit the applause button. I mean to hit this one. Let me stop you. You see, the whole point of K100 Internet Radio, bro, is keeping it real. The whole point of my show is calling out the fuckery. You feel what I'm saying? See, the whole point of the show is to point out bullshit when we see it and when we call it. That's the whole point of really, though. So the whole point is, I understand what you say. I understand that. I know that's why they doing it. I know they mad because they got goddamn two kids or got a sorry baby daddy or a nigga who left them with kids. You know, I understand that. You feel what I'm saying? That's why they mad. That's why they feel like they should get them accolades. But motherfucker, you wrong. And the point of really though, and the whole point of K1 Internet Radio and the nature and the essence of this show is calling out fuck shit when I see it. The way I see it, the way I view it, and I open up the phone lines to the people and let them talk and get their opinion. But I cannot concur with you, and I can't go with what you just said. I'm stopping you because you saying I just got to accept it. No, the fuck I don't. That's the motherfucking problem. Accepting that fucking shit and letting that shit go, my nigga, is why the shit got out of control to the point that it's the motherfucking car in the mahogany section that say for mom on fucking Father's Day. Let it go too long. No, us men, no. Men gotta stand the fuck up and say, sit the fuck down on Sunday. The men. We gotta do it. We gotta do it. It's gotta be done. I'm doing it. It's gotta be done. It's gotta be done.
Listen.
Yes.
Hey, this is my reason why I'm saying you gotta accept it, because it's so much of that shit to the point to where That's all. A lot of no. You know what I'm saying? And it got to where it even got worse to where the shit you see the shit on fucking TV, like Baby Boy and all kind of other little movies and shit like that they be making to, because we targets right now. You know what I'm saying? We always been targeted, and none of us is like realizing the real point of us being targets and not being, and it's only a few that's stepping up. You know, like such as yourself, but if you had like a whole bunch of other people that felt just like how you felt and stand up and back up, you know what I'm saying, on what you see, the fuckery, then shit would change. But it's not like that. A lot of these motherfuckers is not paying attention to that bullshit. They the only thing they worrying about is getting some rims and some chains and shit like that and trying to stay hip. But they're not seeing the shit that you seeing and I'm seeing. You know what I'm saying? That really is the matter. And that's how the women is winning from saying and getting away from bullshit like that. That's how women is winning from damn putting niggas on child support real quick, because that TV shit, if it wasn't for TV and shit like that and information that they're slipping out to the women that, okay, you can get this nigga by doing this right here, filing out these papers right here. Get them on that. You ain't got to talk to them. You ain't got, you know what I'm saying? We handle it from there. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's more brothers like yourself that pay attention to that shit, you know what I'm saying, and get other people to pay attention to that shit, then the shit wouldn't be like that. But it's like that. That's why I'm saying you're going to have to accept it, because it's
No, see, I, you know what?
let me go to the next caller. You said all that, and you said, you listen to what you just said. You contradicted yourself. Listen, you just said, it's brothers like me, and I have a platform. I got an internet radio show. This is what the fuck this whole show. This show is to raise awareness. We've done shows about voting. We've done shows about anything you can imagine that affects black people in our community. We've done a show about it. And we also here to give independent artists an outlet so we don't have to fucking play bullshit games with FM radio and all other kind of. We just give them an outlet. That is the whole core mission of this show. You can't tell me that, and a person like me who feels passionately about things, who has a platform, you can't tell me brothers like you need to stand up and goddamn bring awareness, but at the same time, accept it, bro. You can't tell me that. I can't accept it. I won't accept it, and that's why I'm talking about it, because I don't accept it, and I got the platform.
And
you feel me?
And that's perfectly fine. That's why it is the freedom of speech, my dog.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You can. I know you seeing it your way, but I'm trying to get you to see it in my way as well. You know what I'm saying? To come to a compromise as like. And what I'm saying is accept it, because everybody ain't gonna be on your side because they not worrying about that.
My core mission is to make them. You know what I'm saying? So I understand what you're saying. I know why at this point. It's to this point because we got so many sour ass niggas who ain't taking care of their motherfucking kids. That's why it's to this point. But
I'm commending you and supporting you like that. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm trying to say. But I'm just giving you the reality of the fact. If that what you reason, then you got to speak the language in order to get niggas to get on that point. You know that you got to talk ignorant in order to draw ignorant motherfuckers.
I said motherfucker so many times tonight. I'm pretty sure this is a pretty ignorant display. I haven't quite been kosher, I guess you could say, on the show tonight.
everybody with a different background got their own language, my dog. You got to learn how to speak.
All right, well, my language is sit the fuck down. If you sit the fuck down on Father's Day, if you peep sitting down, just keep your motherfucking ass on the toilet, bitch.
Really, though?
Thanks for calling in, homie. Let me get to the rest of these calls.
Hey, that's my dog. I like you, Blizzle, man. You're a good guy, man. I'm telling you, man. I respect you.
All right, man. Salute, bro.
Word.
All right, 856, Bless Child, and we got 562 after that, 562-333. Bless Child, what's up, man? Up in New Jersey, man. What's happening, homie? Thanks for being
what's
patient
up
with me, man. What up, though?
Good, man. What's good, man?
I'm on a rant tonight, as you can see. I'm on a rant.
I see that.
But I have to be sometimes. Sometimes these shows are necessary. You know what I'm saying? My really though, you know how I am when I do really though. I pulls no punches. I'm going to be hyped up. I'm going to talk a lot. And I'm going to let the people get their point, but I'm just saying, you can't. When I do a really though, by the time, if something actually makes really though, but if I'm talking about it on really though, I already feel how I feel about it. Ain't too much motherfucker going to do to change my mind. Straight up. So now, episode 316.
Really though?
What you got for me, Blessed Child? What you think about either whatever you want to say really though? You got something that you like, nigga, really though? Or you want to talk about what we already talking about? What's going on?
That's for the last call to talk about. We all bought a situation, this and that, Mayweather. Let's start on this Mayweather shit, man. It's like, since you knew right and wrong, since you knew how to walk and talk. Not only that, like you said, man, money changed people. People got to realize, man, you got to make money. Don't make money make you. When you let money make you, man, you go through them problems. You're a professional boxer. Not only you professional boxer, 9 months, dog, you got it good.
No, 90 days. 90 days. 90 months.
That's what I meant. My bad. 90 days, you got it good. Because the average boxer that never went through fame, because you all know when you're a boxer, your hands are registered. Your hands are considered a lethal weapon, like a gun.
That's true.
So for average boxers, they doing the whole time.
Yeah.
And two, I can't feel petty for him, man, because I don't condone a male hitting a female, man. I went through that shit with my father as a young age, so I don't condone a male putting a hand on a woman. That's a bitch to me, straight up. I don't care how much money you got.
Right. I'm definitely not advocating him beating the chick up. You know what I'm saying? I done had, nigga, you know one time I had a chick
I got into an argument with my ex-ex. Well, ex-ex. Let me see. One, two, yeah, three X's ago. My ex-ex-ex. I got to an argument with this broad, man. We was in the motherfucking kitchen. This bitch picked up a fucking full plate of spaghetti, nigga, and slung it and hit me in the face, nigga. And I was just fresh. She was mad because I was going out. Fresh-ass white shirt on. This bitch threw a big-ass plate of spaghetti and hit me with the glass plate in the face and flung spaghetti all over me, nigga. I felt like I wanted to beat this bitch the fuck up, but I didn't. You know what I'm saying? I didn't. You know what I'm saying? Now, I understand everybody ain't got the same upbringing. Everybody don't have the same control over their anger. People have anger management issues or whatever. For whatever reason, Floyd Mayweather decided to put his hands on his chick to the point where it got violent and the police got called and he got locked up. Floyd Mayweather... I don't even know what happened that night. Like, anything could happen. She could have spit in his face. You know what I'm saying? Now, I've said repeatedly on K1's internet radio, I've never had a woman spit in my face. I feel like if a woman spit in my face, I might punch her in the face right back as a reaction, because to me, that's the worst fucking thing you can do to me, nigga, personally. Outside of doing something to me personally, you know what I'm saying? Spitting on me, spitting in my face, I think my initial reaction, I might slap that bitch off her fucking feet. And I might. So I'm not saying that I'm immune to hitting a motherfucking female. If a female spit in my face, nigga, I might knock her off her goddamn feet. And then if she called the police because she may have a bruise or something, I may go to jail. And niggas may be looking at me like, you a bitch-ass nigga. I'll be like, bitch, spit in my face, nigga. Whatever, call it what you want to. But with that being said, all right, with that being said, and that's just real truth. Can't nobody spit on me. I probably slapped the fucking shit out of her ass. You know what I'm saying? I can't even lie. And I might kill a nigga for doing it. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. You know what I mean? So that's how strongly that disgusts me, and how I can't, nigga. You can't. Don't spit on me. I tell any female I deal with, you can hit me, you can cut my ties up, but if you spit on me, I might fuck you up, bitch. Don't do it to yourself. That's the one. That's the line you can't cross. You know what I'm saying? I done told you up front. If you spit on me, I might. My reaction might be to just knock you out. You know what I'm saying? Not that I'm a woman beater, but bitch, don't spit on me. Don't spit in my face. I might slap your ass off your feet. You know what I'm saying? I'm fucking 6'1", 240 pounds. You know what I'm saying? So I might knock you off your feet if you do that. Don't do that. I've warned you. I understand. You never know what happened. I wasn't there when they got into it. He got the charge. Here we go. But this dude only had 90 days for a domestic violence dispute or whatever. Even if it whatever, it was 90 days. You feel what I'm saying? Now, people are like, nigga, don't get mad because he tried to get out of it because he got money and all this other motherfucking shit. He tried to do 90 days and he got out in 12 or whatever. I understand that. Niggas is like, nigga, you just mad because that nigga got the money and he was able to get out of that shit or whatever. I'm like, yeah, I understand, but at the end of the motherfucking day, I'm like, nigga, you a motherfucking boxer, nigga. You only got to do 90 days in that motherfucker. I mean, if you don't do, are you really going to let it come out and leak out that you was distraught? As a boxer, you gonna let it leak out that you distraught, that you after 12 days you having a mental breakdown? They worry about your mental health after motherfucking 12 days, and you a motherfucking boxer? Nah, homie.
Really though? Go
back, man.
Nah, Mayweather. Nah, homie.
You're a millionaire. Black millionaire. The guy who talks to God realized that the black millionaire. The laws change for us. It could be a white millionaire. He probably wouldn't dead 90 days.
Maybe or not. I don't even know. I don't particularly care. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I don't particularly care. All I know is this dude is rich as fuck. He's got to go and do 90 days. After 90 days, he's going to get back out, and he's still going to be rich as fuck. When he in there, no one's going to touch him. He's not in danger of getting killed. You know, no, he ain't got to worry about getting shanked in the shower. And his books is to the max. So anything he wants from the store, the commissary, whatever, the guards probably want autographs, all this motherfucking shit. This nigga ain't really doing real time, and this nigga is in the motherfucking county. I don't want to hear about this fuck nigga in there crying, talking about he's distraught. Don't want to hear it, Shawty.
Really though?
No, Mayweather's not getting sympathy over here. I don't give a fuck. I can't. I cannot do sympathy for Floyd Mayweather. I can't do it. I can't muster up any sympathy for homie. Can't do it, man. Just not.
And it's out that Chris Brown and Drake, man. My story I heard is it true? Like I said, I don't know the story. I don't know what happened. Truthfully, I don't give a fuck. But what I heard was they was already beefing.
They had to be
so
already.
Chris Brown sent a bottle over there. Sent a bottle to him, like, look, man, piece this up.
Right.
So when he got the note from him, Chris went over there and swung on him. And it wasn't Drake that swung back. It was somebody that was with Drake that hit Chris with a bottle. So I don't know what happened like that, but it is on Drake. That's a bitch move, dog.
if like I said, it's TMZ. You know what I mean? All the stuff, all the news stories and stuff that I'm talking about tonight. This shit was on CNN and CBS News. I'm not quoting anything from TMZ. So TMZ is a tabloid to me. They the paparazzi. You know what I'm saying? And I don't like paparazzi. I'm not a fan of paparazzi and tabloids at all because they say whatever to make their show hot, and it could just be a total fabrication and a lie. CNN lies too and shit too, and Fox. I mean, Fox News is supposed to be a news station, and they lie all the motherfucking time. You know what I'm saying? But the point is, if and only if it's true that Drake sent that note back that said that, then everything that happens after that particular point, you know, you got to call Drake the bitch nigga in that situation. All right, one more thing before I get to 562, and then I see I got some more callers. 361 after that. But what do you think about the states who want to put people on welfare on do drug tests with the people on welfare? To me, I'm like, nigga, really?
Really though?
But go ahead.
Well, I think it's stereotype that we've been going through for damn near all our lives that you black. Two, I agree with Michigan girl. That if you going to drug test somebody, man, you got to drug test everybody, man. I don't care who, what. Yes, there's a few bad apples. You feel me? It's cats. You also got to realize it's cats with holding our jobs is a bad apple. Look what they do on their job. You want to drug test them?
All right.
And I work for the state of New Jersey under Dyke. I seen cats that I work with do shiesty shit. So it's not just the hood, man. Like I said, to me, it's a whole big stereotype, man.
My whole thing with it is everybody who's complaining, everybody that I saw passing around, and I put this on really though, because I seen numerous people passing around this little bullshit ass graphic. I don't know if y'all seen it or not on y'all Facebook or Twitter or whatever, talking about shout out to the state of Florida, Kentucky, and man, and these are niggas, and some of these niggas I know grew up in the fucking hood with me in the fucking hood, and mamas and daddies was living in the project. Motherfuckers lived off welfare in their childhood, ate motherfucking food from food stamps, and want to all of a sudden get a job and get brand new, bitch.
Really though?
So these motherfuckers are on my Facebook page and shit, sharing this motherfucking little graphic that says, oh, shout out to Florida, state of Kentucky, and Maryland and shit. You know what I'm saying? Talking about some, for being the first state to test motherfucking people on drugs. Yeah, because if I got to pay taxes or whatever, you know, and then if I can go to work and pay taxes, I don't want to take care of them without. Fuck all that. First of all, bitch, you don't know what party or what poor. You don't even. Motherfuckers talk. This is what killed me. This is the real, really, though.
Really, though?
Motherfuckers don't even know what portion of their taxes go to motherfucking welfare. What portion of your taxes go to feed people on welfare in Section 8, or what portion goes to feed a child who need a free lunch at school, which your motherfucking kids probably eat free lunch too, bitch? What portion of your shit go to streets? What portion of your goddamn money go to pay county workers and state workers? What portion of your motherfucking money go to pay your congressman and your motherfucking senator who probably coke the fuck out their goddamn self?
The point like that, man, for one, I call them house niggas. For two, that you paying taxes too, and the government doing your motherfucking dirty. You feel me? You paying taxes, the government doing you dirty. So, what type of point is you trying to make by sharing that motherfucking graphic like that? You're not making no point. You're making yourself sound dumb. And coming
right
from a nigga, coming from a man, come on, man, that's some old bitch shit like that. True talk.
That's crazy, man. I mean, it's because people are like, shit, if I can go to work at motherfucker, okay, you go to work at that, you pay taxes. Don't what, bitch? Guess what, bitch? If they cut welfare off tomorrow, bitch, you're still paying taxes, retarded hoe.
Really, though?
Like, they finna stop welfare just because they cut welfare off. You think your taxes gonna go down? All that means, bitch, is more of your motherfucking money finna go to them rich motherfuckers. More of your money finna go to other goddamn. They just gonna take. If they cut welfare off tomorrow and say everybody getting off welfare tomorrow, you think your taxes going down? Got life fucked up. You're so fucking retarded. All right, man. Thanks for calling into the show, man. I appreciate it. Let me get to these calls, man.
Hold up.
Episode 316, man. Niggas.
Really though?
Really though, man. That's some bullshit. We've been talking about a couple different things. People threw the Chris Brown and the Chris Brown Drake fight into the whole they little melee. I'm like, yeah, I feel that on Really Though. I mean, but I don't know all the details. But what I am talking about, what I do have real media news details on is Floyd Mayweather crying about going to jail for 90 days. In 10 days, he's talking about he having a mental breakdown and some shit. Crypto Dollar, a black preacher. Yes, he's a multimillionaire preacher with a Learjet, of course. But yet still, he's a black millionaire, person of the cloth, who goes to jail for administering discipline to his child. All she had was a scratch on her neck, and they locked him up. Don't think it would have happened to Joel Osteen.
Really, though?
Father's Day that's coming up Sunday. Shouts out to all my motherfucking fathers who are holding it down and handling their business. Father's Day coming up, and we got females that's going to be posting all kind of shit on Facebook talking about Happy Father's Day to all the single mothers out there doing both jobs. Bitch, shut up and sit down. And last but not least, you're talking about the three states, Maryland, Kentucky, and Florida, who's all of a sudden finished start administering random drug tests to anybody on welfare. But ain't nobody said shit about administering random drug tests to any state workers, anybody who's getting paid for motherfucking goddamn tax money. Anybody who's getting money from tax money. Congressman, senator, let's random drug test your bitch ass. We pay your salary too. When the economy going to shit and you still getting a raise. Somebody doing something. Somebody sniffing something around this bitch.
Really, though?
347-934-0966. 562-333. What up, though? Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on, man? I'm enjoying the show. I love the energy, and I love the topics. It's great. It's a good thing.
Thanks, homie. Thanks. Appreciate it. What's your name, homie? Where's 562? I don't know the area code.
Long Beach, California.
Long Beach. Shouts out to Long Beach. Cali checking in. We play a lot of Cali music, though.
Yes, sir.
On my music segments, we play a lot of Cali music. I done got so hyped my background music was off, I ain't even realize it. Oh, it's back. Here we go. Welcome to the show, homie. episode 316. Really, though. What you got to get off your chest, homie? You could talk about whatever we talking about, or you could talk about something else. Go ahead.
You know, I want to speak on the whole Mother's Day, Father's Day thing. I think really it's going to take a strong black woman to support black men, because they have to step up and say, hold up, a black woman has to tell the other black women what you guys are doing is wrong. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And we need to get back to the foundation. We need to get back to the foundation, which is supporting your man. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because it's a man's world, and there's no way you're going to ever compete in the job market and politically or any way, because there's too many men in power. So
right.
What they're actually doing is they're hindering themselves trying to compete and putting us down. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then they want to get mad when you have the black man dating other races. But, you know, that's a whole other topic. But
yes,
it's like,
it is.
Why are you making it so hard on us? You know what I mean?
Right. And you know what? That's something that's maybe a point that I would have. That's a point that I really would have been remiss to not bring up, and I'm glad that you said that, bro. I would have been remiss to not bring up a very, very important point that you just brung up, is the fact that I can sit on my soapbox and I can do whatever I want, and I can say whatever I want. But in the end of the day, I'm a man. I'm the person. I'm a male. So it's going to always be perceived by the women who are perpetrators of this. It's going to always be perceived as I'm a man. I don't understand what it's like to be a single mother, blah, blah. It's going to always be perceived. And every time, they're going to try to turn it around as if I'm talking bad about single mothers when I was raised by a single mother. You feel what I'm saying? And I understand what it's like to be a child who didn't have everything that probably a two-parent household had. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? I did have my mom, and my grandmama would also help my mom out. So I won't act like I was lacking for nothing. I never went hungry a day in my life because both of them can cook, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? Both of them worked jobs, and they took care of me. You know what I'm saying? But I was raised by a single mother. You feel what I'm saying? For a better part of my childhood. And so it's not. I make songs. I make songs about black women and bigging up black women. I always say I love my sisters, but this is not about that. This is about us. It's about the men. It's about the level of respect that you need to have for us as men, period, and as the role of fatherhood, as understanding that you can't be a father. So don't even accept accolades on this day. I had a female tell me on one of my homeboys' posts when I was talking about this particular subject on one of his posts, and he brung it up, and I was talking about it. I was like, you know, I'm going to talk about this on the show. And the female was saying, I don't even know why you getting all bent out of shape shit, you know what I'm saying? I mean, if fathers wanted to ask for, if we had single fathers who was like, on Mother's Day, shout out to all the single fathers on Mother's Day, she's like, I'll be all right with that. You so fucking stupid that you gonna actually sit fucking here. And first of all, and I said, what motherfucking real man you know gonna want motherfucking accolades, gonna want a motherfucker to tell him happy motherfucking Mother's Day because you a single father? What kind of bitch-ass motherfucking nigga do that? What kind of faggot-ass motherfucker do that? Sorry to the homosexuals, but I'm just saying. You know what I mean? You feel me? Who does that, homie? What kind of motherfucking man does that? What kind of father wants accolades on Mother's Day? And in the same token, what kind of mother wants it on Father's Day? This is all about the breakdown of the black man. We are the only fucking section, the quote-unquote mahogany card section, is the only section that has a four mom on Father's Day section. All those other motherfucking Lily White Hall card, you don't see a Garfield for mothers with Garfield on it, or all these other motherfucking, you know, the characters and shit, the mainstream white characters, you don't see them with a motherfucking four mom on Father's Day card in a motherfucking collection. What'd that tell you? All we doing is perpetrating it. You know what I'm saying? We shouldn't even make that card. We shouldn't even buy that card. We should be mad that they even made that fucking card. Because for every sorry ass nigga it is, bro, you know what I'm saying? We understand that. But there's some good men out here. You feel me? And at the end of the day, you can't deny them their recognition and let them. You can't deny them their day apart from you and recognition because your baby daddy ain't shit.
Yeah. And just real quick, just to touch on another topic, because I know time is precious.
Right.
As far
right.
as the welfare thing goes, I think that's kind of stupid, because if you're really from the hood and you know drug addicts and you know crackheads, they're going to do whatever they can to get their drugs. So if you take that money from them, don't you think the crime rate is going to go up? They're going to rob. They're going to steal. If you take their free money away from them, a real drug addict is going to find a way to get that money. So don't you think that that's going to boost the crime rate, because they're going to be like, oh, I have this money now, so I got to do what I got to do to get my fix. If it's robbing cars, if it's running up in your house, they're going to do what they got to do.
Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and one other thing, 361, here I come, 361. And one other thing I'll say is this. This is one other thing I'll say, okay? What people don't understand is, even though it's adults that apply for welfare, it's a 90% chance that adult has a child in the house who can't apply for welfare because they can't read and write, but they do got to eat. You feel what I'm saying? So even if that parent is on fucking drugs or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Even if they sell some of their motherfucking stamps, even if they sell some of them, whatever, when you start doing that and start kicking people off welfare who obviously need it, because you can't have a job and get welfare. You know, if they find out, I'm all for kicking motherfuckers off welfare when you find out they're scamming it and they really got motherfucking money and they really can't afford their shit. They just getting over. Oh, hell yeah, kick their motherfucking ass off welfare. But just because a parent and an adult has a drug problem, but if they got kids in the house, now y'all of a sudden you just trying to find an extra reason to kick them off welfare, what's going to happen with them kids? Them kids still got to eat. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah, their mom and daddy smoke weed or some shit. And they talking about drugs, period. They talking about drugs, period. They said because we forgot marijuana is illegal. So now you can't, if you smoke weed or something now, your kids, you gonna get kicked off welfare, you can't get food stamps. You know what I'm saying? They're not even recognizing the fact that they kick the parents off welfare, but the parents may smoke a little weed, or they don't know. If they don't crack or some shit, they probably ain't take care of their kids anyway. But you talking about you including weed in this? Okay. It's a lot of motherfuckers who on welfare that smoke weed that still feed their motherfucking kids every day. Because weed ain't no debilitating-ass drug. You feel what I'm saying? So, I mean...
Also, can I make a request for... his name is C. Will from California, and the song is called What I'm On.
C. Will?
Yes, it's What I'm On.
Okay, have they sent it into my show already?
Yeah, he requested me to call in. I'm glad he did.
Oh, okay. Well, C. Will, let me see. C. Will? I got to see if I uploaded that. If I did upload it, I can't play it right now because I got to get ready to get the rest of the callers, but I'll make sure I check on it for the music segment next week. Tune into our show, man. You know, we do talks. So you tuned in. This is your first time tuning in. You know, we tuned in for the talk segment. But the music segments, we go hard for the indies, man. We bang out. We got the Illa Kill where we play it on the air and they rate it on the air. And then we got the Subway where we just pretty much play all the music back to back in rotation. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay. Which day is the music day?
Most of the time, every Wednesday will be Illa Kill. That's when we play a song and then the callers on the phone line judge it. Like, you can call in and say, yo, that shit is ill, that shit should be killed. The callers are the judges. So we play the song on the air, and basically the people pick whether or not we should put it into rotation. We play it. It's called Illa Kill. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? If you can follow us on Twitter or whatever, you know, you can check out our website and read up about it. And you can actually listen to past episodes. So, you know, you can go back and listen to the last Illa Kill. Illa Kill was just yesterday. You can listen to that one, or you can listen to one of the Subway episodes and check out some of the music that we got going on. All you got to do is hit us up on Twitter at K100. You got Twitter? You do Twitter, right?
No, I don't even have a Twitter.
Okay. Well, we do that, or we do we got the internet, though. You use the internet, right?
Yep.
Okay, well, just check us out, man. Just Google K100 Radio. You know what I'm saying? The letter K-100, K100 Radio. And you'll see us. Our logo is a middle finger, as you can tell. We really don't give a shit over here. You know what I'm saying? So just Google K100 Radio, and then you'll see it. It'll take you to some of our websites. And you can listen to, you can download old episodes. We also, if you got an iPad or an iPod, or you got iTunes, we're an official podcast inside the iTunes store, so you can subscribe to our podcast. It costs you free. If you want to subscribe to us, if you use iPads, iTunes, anything like that, you know, if you got one of the devices, if we got all that, then you can subscribe to our podcast. And like I said, man, we got a lot of episodes of great talk and great music, great indie music. We all indie over here, so we don't play anybody with a deal. Everything's independent art. You know what I mean?
Sir.
All right, man. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
All right, sir. I appreciate it.
All right. 347-934-0966. Damn, the show almost over either? Almost over too? What's the score? Hold on, let me look at my Facebook real quick before I go to the next call. Hold on. Let me see who winning the game. Hold on, all I gotta do is go to Facebook. Okay, see, let go. Oh shit, it's not. Hold on. Okay, see. Okay, see. You know what? Let me give y'all another really though.
Really though?
Fuck all you bandwagon ass OKC fans who are just Miami haters. Bastards. Let me go ahead and take this call. I was about to go into a whole rant, but then somebody wanted to talk. 863, what's happening?
Hi. I just got on the line, so I don't even know what we were talking about.
Well, welcome to the show. I'll go ahead and tell you. Episode 316. Our special segment that we got to call
Really Though?
Really Though? Really Though? Mm-hmm. That's some bullshit. We talk about, on Really Though, we talk about stuff that's just like for real, like nigga, really though? You know what I'm saying? It's like stuff that just makes you say really though. And I got a couple of segments and a couple of things that I was talking about specifically. Some of the callers was bringing up like really though, Chris Brown and Drake got to fighting over Rihanna, like.
Really?
What's the story behind that? Because I was on Twitter today and I saw people tweeting about it, but I didn't understand they got an actual fight, or did they bodyguards get in a fight, or and how do everybody know it's about Rihanna?
That's okay. Let me tell you what I learned on my show, because I started the show and I knew nothing about it until people was like, really though, telling me like about it, and from what I heard, and of course this is TMZ, they get their story from TMZ, and of course TMZ is attacked. But let me go ahead and let me get that. That's my disclaimer. But basically, they're saying that Chris Brown sitting up. They was in all in the club. You know, everybody got their clique and their crew. They already had some kind of beef for something. Probably over her pussy or whatever. I don't know what it is. But Chris Brown sent Drake a bottle. I guess he was trying to squash the beef or whatever. He sent them a bottle. And then Chris Brown sent that nigga a note back saying, that's why I'm fucking the love of your life.
Chris Brown sent him a bottle, and Drake responded with, that's why I'm fucking the love of your life?
Yeah, that's why I'm smashing your chick.
Okay.
And the melee ensued after that.
Is this accurate? Like, is they for real? This really happened?
They did get to fighting. Everybody knows they got to fighting. They got to fighting, but this is what TMZ is saying what happened.
Oh.
Again, it's TMZ.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I don't know. The whole thing is stupid. I mean, I hope I really hope, I pray Drake ain't do that. Because, like, really, like.
Do you like Drake? I like Drake,
but I'm just saying it wasn't that serious. I mean, at this point, everybody done smashed it. No offense to Rihanna. I mean, she do what she want to do, whatever. But,
and no offense to them. You know, she got a smash on. She done fucked a couple stars.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, and if Breezy, I wonder how you even played into that. You know what I mean? But whatever, I guess.
Okay, but let me go ahead and tell you what I was talking about for my particular point.
Okay.
That's what the callers brung to the air. I'm like, okay, yeah, okay.
Really though?
I was talking about the fact that Floyd Mayweather got fucking sentenced to 90 days in jail, and then he had some kind of reported mental breakdown after 12 days talking about he can't take it. And nigga, you're supposed to be a motherfucking boxer, and all you got to do is 90 days.
Hold on. He did what in jail?
He had a mental breakdown saying that he couldn't take it and tried to get his 90-day suspended. He tried to, after 12 days in there, his lawyers told the judge that they was worried about his mental health and that his mental health was going down 12 days. After he done beat his brought up in front of his kids, he got 90 days in jail. This nigga worth $100-something million. He got money on his books, everything. He ain't got to worry about getting stabbed. No one's threatening to kill him. All he got to do is 90 days in jail, and he's having a mental breakdown after 12 days.
No, he's not having a mental breakdown. I refuse to believe that. I feel as if he personally, this is just a stunt just to try to hair up and get him out of there, but because he don't want to do that time. But let's be realistic. This is Mayweather we're talking about. You fight people for a living. Jail, really, I mean, if anything, he's upset because his freedom gone right now. That's it.
Yeah.
But I don't believe that. I really honestly do not believe. If he did, then wow.
Right.
Yeah.
Either way,
well, seriously.
Even if he's trying to get out his little 90 days, I mean, don't get me wrong. If you're rich, you're gonna do whatever your money can allow you to do to cut as much time
it's
off your time.
True.
Whatever, because you're rich. So you're gonna try and do whatever to cut any amount of time. When you're rich, you feel like, nigga, I'm too rich to go to jail. You feel me?
Yeah.
But you should also be too rich to fucking not beat your chick up.
Exactly. And that point in front of the babies. At this point, you know what I'm saying, man up, do the time. Shit, it's
exactly.
Only 90 days.
Of course, but obviously Mayweather can't handle that. that's one thing. I got 8 minutes left. Let me see if I can get you up. Creflo Dollar went to jail because he got onto his motherfucking 15-year-old daughter. To me, that's like, really, though?
This is the dude that supposedly had, like, beat her up or something like that?
No.
What did he do?
He didn't beat her up. His daughter got disrespectful. Okay, like I said, you don't. I'm gonna keep it real quick. I'm not a fan of millionaire preachers. I don't like mega churches. I think that is not Christ-like. Okay, so I've been harsh to Creflo Dollar and people like that on my show. All right, I don't like mega churches, super millionaire preachers flying around in jets. Okay, that's a hypocrisy to me. Okay, I understand that, but this is not about the preacher Creflo Dollar. This is about the daddy, Creflo Dollar. He a daddy.
Right.
I'm a daddy. I wish my motherfucking daughter would fuck up against me. Wish you motherfucking would. You know, a scratch on your neck, that's all you got away with, bitch, you got off easy.
Okay. What did she do, though?
They got into a scuffle. She wanted to go to a party. He said no, and goddamn it, that should have been the end of it. This shouldn't even be a story, because motherfucker, I said no. Damn it. But no.
This is true.
She want to buck. They got into a scuffle, and then after she don't buck, the motherfucker got the nerve to get into a physical altercation with her father over what she want to do when he paying her motherfucking bills. And then, on top of that, called the motherfucking police and had her daddy get locked the fuck up behind it. Bitch.
Wow.
My problem ain't with Creflo. My problem is with the daughter. You feel what I'm saying? Because first of all, if he did, she said he choked him or whatever. If he restrained her, if he choked her, if I'm gonna little ass out at this point, because when I said no, god damn it, that was it. Everything else that happened after that is on your motherfucking black ass. Cause he said no, shut the fuck up and go. So well. Oh. You feel when I said
so you
no,
feel like if he wasn't had the celebrity behind him, this wouldn't have been an issue?
If he was Joel Osteen, he wouldn't have went to jail, okay? When the police came to his house, he's a rich black preacher. If that was Joel Osteen and they pulled up at the house and all Joel Osteen's daughter had was a scratch on her neck, his motherfucking ass wouldn't have went to jail. We're talking about Fayette County, Georgia. Now, I don't know if you you know about Atlanta, but that's the white part of town, Fayetteville.
Right.
Understand what I'm saying? That's South Atlanta. You understand? That's why he in jail. That's why he in jail. He in jail because he was a black preacher. If that was Joel Osteen, they wouldn't have called. I feel like he wouldn't have went to jail. Because she really wasn't beat up. She had no black eye, no bloody nose. She had a scratch on her neck. She said, he choked me. He probably did choke your little motherfucking smart mouth ass out talking about you finna do some shit after he said no. Go sit your motherfucking ass down goddamn well. That's what I'd have told if I'd have been the police that pulled up. You over here living in a goddamn mansion. You gonna try and say what you gonna do? Sit your ass down. We'll holler at you. Good night, sir. You all right? Good night, sir. Mr.
Wow.
Dollar, we had to come out here tonight. But that's what they said. That's what they said to Mr. Osteen. We're sorry, Mr. Osteen. Is everybody okay? But no, they want to make an example of him. Fuck out of here, bitch.
Really?
You done got your motherfucking daddy in front of the news. You need your motherfucking ass whooped. Where your mama and where your brother? Where your big sister? Somebody need to beat your motherfucking ass for real. About that. Your motherfucking nigga, you call the police on your daddy? Like you getting really, like you really got abused, bitch?
Yeah, it's crazy on these kids to do that because boy, I would never, the thought would even cross my mind.
I would have got my ass beat for calling, and then when my mom and them got back out, nigga, I'm finna get beat again. They gonna go right back soon as they get home because they had to go to jail about me. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Right. Okay, so, number three, last one. Real quick, I only got about 4 minutes left, but I'm going to tell you about the last one of the other things that we talked about. I talked about women who feel like it's okay to say shout out to the single mothers out here on Father's Day. I'm a father. I'm not shouting out no motherfucking body sitting down on Father's Day ever in life, never. I don't give a fuck if you got 4 jobs and 4 kids and you're doing all yourself and your baby daddy ain't shit. It's Father's Day. It's for men. If you're a fucking woman and you're a single mother, your day is on Mother's Day, not Father's Day. You get no props and no love from me whatsoever, period, point blank. I love black women, love single mothers, but I'm not giving you props on Father's Day. That's for the men that's standing up in the paint, period. What you think I say about
that? I agree with that.
That's it?
I agree with that.
All righty. Well, thanks for calling the show.
You're welcome, Blizzard.
All right, so very, very, very eventful. Very eventful day. You understand what I'm saying? Let me see. Hold on a second. Oh, my homegirl, Michigan girl. Shouts out to Michigan girl. She sent me a text. 35-21 Miami. I'm a Florida boy. Hell you mean? Oh, y'all goddamn bandwagon OKC fans. Y'all, it ain't even no niggas in Oklahoma. Ain't no niggas in Oklahoma. All y'all are just Heat haters. All my timeline is full of Miami Heat haters. And it's really not Miami Heat haters because when we was in the playoffs, when it was in 2000, I think it was not eight, was it? What was we in, seven? Was it seven we was in with Wade and Alonzo, one of them? Yeah, I think it was seven or six, one of them. We ain't have all these haters. Y'all a bunch of LeBron haters. And all y'all hate LeBron because of the decision or because they made a superstar. Whatever reason y'all hate LeBron, now all of a sudden it's a whole bunch of Heat haters and all of a sudden it's a whole bunch of brand new ass OKC fans. What?
Really though?
Y'all lame as hell, man. Lame as hell. Y'all ain't no damn OKC fans, man. Stop playing. Don't be a hater all your life. And why everybody hate LeBron? I wasn't a fan of LeBron when he was in Cleveland because, goddamn it, he was in the Eastern Conference and I ain't want him to beat my motherfucking team. I wasn't a LeBron hater. I just wasn't a fan because I'm a Florida sports fan. I love everything. I even like Orlando. I like Miami more, but I love all my Florida sports team. I'm a true-to-life Gator, though. True-to-life. That's my ultimate team of any sport. I'm a Gator. But, I mean, you know, when he came to my team, okay. All right, I'm rooting for Miami. So I want LeBron to succeed, but it's like LeBron got so many haters. All of a sudden, everybody hate my team, and I'm like, nigga, fuck all y'all. Bastards. Heat and six, bitches. Anyway, thanks everybody for tuning in to the show. Appreciate it. Got 60 seconds before we get up out of here. Real quick, make sure you hit me up on Twitter at K100_radio. You can hit me, that's the show Twitter. Hit me up on Twitter personally, at Blizzum.
BLIZM. Check out our main page. You can listen to replays of the show at www.chainlessentertainment.com. CHAINLESS, chainlessentertainment.com. And you can go over there and listen to all the music that we got from the label. Look at a couple other videos that we got and interviews and all kind of stuff, man. Check it out, chainlessentertainment.com. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and the iTunes store. And, oh, yeah, if you got a Joy phone and an iPhone, do your dog a favor and download my app. It's totally free, man. Just go to your Google Play Market or your Android App Store, BLIZM, Blizm. Download my app. It's totally free. I guarantee you, you will love the music. It's not just my and a whole bunch of my affiliates. It's like 92 songs on that app. I guarantee you, you're going to love 25 of them and really like about 20 more. The other ones may not be for you. You know, I make a song about single women, or I make a song about streets, and you may not be about that life, so you might not relate. But for the most part, it's plenty of songs in there you're going to love. Download it. It costs nothing. Totally free. All right. Thanks, everybody, for tuning into the show. Episode 316.
Really, though?
That's some bullshit. K100 Internet Radio. We out.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.